This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
I think we all survived the tropical storm, previously a hurricane, previously a tropical storm, previously a depression, previously an invest, previously just some droplets of water coming off of Africa. Can I go any further by any chance? Or?
At one point, it was a subtropical storm.
Hey, quickly, before I forget, did anybody notice anything about the drive-in this morning?
I did.
What did you recognize about the drive-in this morning, Froggy?
Well, a lot of mornings when I'm driving, I like to look at the water.
Yes.
This morning, I couldn't see the water.
Why's that?
I don't know. The lights were off.
Lights out! Lights out! Does anyone know that song?
Nope.
No, but I enjoyed watching you jump around.
Hold on. No one knows Lights Out?
I mean, I might. I don't know.
It sounds like a familiar tune.
Was it Peter Wolf? Look up a Lights Out song from the 80s.
Or Not Blinded by the Streetlights.
Right, like the douche and the roller in the night, or the douche.
Wake up like a douche.
Whatever it is.
Every morning.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew, find the Lights Out song from the 1980s, would you please? I think it was a kind of a minor hit. Hey, this is an 80s station and more. You got the MJ Morning Show. Hey, folks, yesterday was rough.
But I am looking. A lot of positive feedback on it.
Listen, I'm sorry. I don't find anything positive about yesterday. But hey, I'm very excited, though, about Monday, because for the early crowd here that's listening right now, don't forget Monday morning, we start giving away another 20 of the Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets. 20 starting Monday morning. In the 6 o'clock hour, Monday morning, we will give away the first tablet. Now, Monday morning at 6, the first tablet's just going to be some random caller that I come up with. Caller 35, let's go, something like that. So that'll be Monday morning. So all you have to be is the right number caller on Monday morning, and you win a Microsoft Surface Pro tablet. This is a Pro 8. This is a full Windows computer, Intel processor. I mean, this thing is gorgeous. We're also giving away the keyboard this time. Back in August, we gave away the tablet and the keyboard, if you wanted that, you bought that on your own. This time we're giving you the keyboard as well. Retail on this is like $1,349, and we're giving 20 away. So on Monday at 6, we'll just give one away, and then for the 7 o'clock hour, you have to know the name of the previous winner in the 6. We call it tablet tag, because sort of like tag, you're it. So in the 7, just know who won in the 6. In the 8, know who won in the 7. In the 9... Well, we give away the 9 o'clock tablet. You got to know who the first name of the person that won in the 8, and you'll hear it all on the air. And then we repeat it. So for Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., it's not going to be just some random caller, because on Monday, we just got to prime the pump. On Tuesday morning, you need to know who won the previous day in the 9 o'clock hour, and then we do it all week long. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets every single hour during the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Yeah, so lights were out. I don't know what this... Did somebody, like, turn a switch off?
Lights out. Uh-huh. Blast, blast, blast. Lights out. Uh-huh. Blast, blast, blast.
I've never heard this.
You never heard this? Hey, Andrew, so who did this?
Peter Wolf.
It was. It was Peter Wolf. Yeah.
One of those few solo things.
Peter Wolf had a couple of solo songs. Peter Wolf was with what? Jay Giles Band, right? Yeah, Peter Wolf was... Come on!
Angel the Centerfold.
So Peter Wolf was in Jay Giles Band, but Peter Wolf also did... Did he do Come As You Are? That's another one.
I think that was Nirvana.
No, it was not. Hey, go find Come As You Are, and I think that was Peter Wolf as well, if I'm not mistaken. right? Yeah. Bring, you ever hear this? This is another good song. It's like, this is like the 1980s jukebox from hell. Yeah, but I'm driving in. I'm like, what's going on here? Every single light on I-275 southbound, every light on the Howard Franklin Bridge was out. You guys ever hear this song? It's a good song also. Peter Wolf, Come As You Are, or nope. Don't Come At All. Anybody hear this? Anyone know this? Hang on. You ever hear this song? Anyone? No?
Yeah, not me.
Oh, really? For all you, never heard this one either.
I could do without ever hearing it again.
Come
actually.
On, this is a great song. Come As You Are. Ooh, ooh. Come As You Are. Don't come at all. We'll have a ball. Come as you are. Anyway, good song. So I don't know why are the lights out on the Howard Franklin Bridge? Was it because of Tropical Storm Nicole? Was it, is there like an extension cord that got pulled out or something?
And that's most likely the case. Just an just a Harbor Freight extension cord. You got unplugged on one side of the bridge and the whole thing's out.
Or maybe they're lit like Christmas trees and one bulb went out and they all did.
Oh, that's a good point. Hey, you know, Roxanne, I thought you were going to be late.
I did too.
And, well, you sent us this ridiculously long text.
Really?
Well, I want to comment on this and I was going to wait for you to be here. I was not going to address this without you being present because I thought it would be grossly unfair to talk behind your back, but not really because
we don't do that around here.
It would be over 100,000-watt radio station. But I want to address something very significant. I want to read the text that you sent the crew this morning, which I don't know if you guys have read it. Have you seen Roxanne's text?
I didn't get it.
Yeah, actually, MJ, she must have sent it just to you.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a minute. Let me check on that. I thought,
yeah,
usually everything's a group text around here, yeah. But oh, no, this
well,
is...
Well, I was driving, so I didn't want to, like, address all the people on the text, so I just said, text MJ.
Oh, this is... this is just me. This is not the crew. All right, okay. So you guys don't know where I'm headed.
No.
All right, I got a little issue with Roxanne, and I think you need to nip this in the bud. You got big problems. Roxanne, no, seriously.
Are you kidding me?
Roxanne, you've got big, big problems.
Are you judging her?
I'm judging.
Okay.
Also, I'm fudging. Okay.
I'm starving.
Also, we got to address what happened on the show yesterday. We were off the air for like most of the show.
It was over 2 hours or right at 2 hours.
It was a little over 2 hours, but whatever the hell it was, we were off the air in prime time yesterday, which just it pissed me off beyond belief. Our transmitter went out because the power went out because of the storm. And of course, we've got a diesel generator at our transmitter site in Tampa. And the diesel generator failed. So we were off the air. We were just dead in the water. Now, we continued doing the show on the stream and MJ TV, and it was a loosey-goosey broadcast crap fest because I just didn't give a bleep.
Yeah, it was a little loose.
I was really ticked off also. So we got to address that, but it looks like we're back to normal this morning. But Roxanne, if you don't mind, I'd like to offer you some advice.
Oh, I don't mind a bit talking about this because I will put you in your place if you find anything wrong with the text that I sent you.
All right, then game
this
on.
This is going to be good.
Game on, ladies and gentlemen. What's going to happen next? Find out. MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, you got the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Hey, everybody, we are all here together. It is MJ and Fester and Froggy Roxanne. Post Nicole, a couple of thoughts on that coming up. Don't forget, on Monday, we start Tablet Tag again. I'm excited beyond all words because we are giving out another 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets. Retail value about $1,349 because it comes with the keyboard, the case. I mean, this is just an amazing prize. And it's not just one. It's not two. We're giving away 20 of these beginning next week every single hour. MJ Morning Show, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 o'clock. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're giving out these Microsoft tablets. These are full Windows computers. They are awesome. I use one every single day. Roxanne, got a little bit of a wheeze going. You hear that?
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh,
we need to get an oximeter.
No, I'm just trying. I think I might have fixed it a little bit, but when I was breathing in, I was hearing a little bit of a, you know, so I'm trying to cure that. Roxanne, do you know what I'm going to address with you? Any idea?
I sent you a perfectly transparent text this morning.
You did. Now, obviously, you know I'm going to talk about the text because I brought that up. But do you have any idea how this conversation is going to go?
I'm not worried about it. I know exactly how it's going to go.
Oh.
All right. Roxanne sends me a text this morning. Let me share this text with you, the MJ Morning Show listening audience, at 6:22 here on a Friday. Roxanne sends this text. It reads, and I'm the only one that got it. Usually, it's a group text. You send this to the whole crew.
Because I was driving, and so I just said, text MJ, blah, 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 blah.
And did you recognize the lights were out on the Howard Franklin Bridge this morning?
You know what I did recognize? There were quite a few fishermen. Is that because of high tides? Once I got off the exit at MLK?
They were not on they were not on the Howard Franklin Bridge fishing. They were on the exit.
There's a
swampy deal in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just a note to the Department of Transportation or the construction crews or whatever. The lights are out on the entire span of the Howard Franklin Bridge. Just thought I'd point that out. So Roxanne sends this text. So this was dictated by voice to text?
Mm-hmm. So you can see the little dot, dot, dot.
Oh.
It reads, "Hi, I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me. I might be like 2 minutes late. My kids woke up with me, and we have this thing where we say, 1 million hugs a day from you will never be enough. And so literally they wanted to hug me 1 million times before I left and were counting as high as they could. And I didn't want to rush the moment. It was so cute. And I will sneak into the studio and only be like 2 minutes late. And I will be very non-disruptive. First of all, do you think I'm going to beat you?
Hold on. Let's get straight.
This is like battered wife syndrome. Is this the way you got to deal with Doug?
There's a couple of things happening here.
The way you got to deal with Doug?
No, not at all.
Oh, please, Doug. Please, please, Doug. Please. I'm so sorry, Doug.
No.
Doug.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. And Slug.
Oh.
Okay, I was trying to appeal to different emotions to see what hits with you, and because I don't really see a lot of emotion from you as much as I see analytics, so I was trying to appeal to your sense.
Hold on. Yes. You see no emotion from me. We were off the air from like 7:30 to 9:30 yesterday.
No, I see anger. So I see more robotic. So I was like, does this man have a soul? Let me see how he.
You're questioning whether I have a soul.
I'm teasing. Go ahead. Okay, whatever. I was talking at 5 o'clock in the morning to my phone. Who cares?
You can obviously hear.
I think Fester's trying to get a word in edgewise because I kept hearing.
It doesn't matter.
All right, go ahead.
You can obviously hear Roxanne talk. That's how she talks.
Exactly.
And you can hear her over-explaining things in basic conversation, which she does often. But this time she's doing it in a text.
You're saying that Roxanne is an over-explainer?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit. But she's giving you enough detail to give you the whole story. And then you, MJ, you're really weird about some of the things that set you off.
Yeah.
Quirky things. I mean, listen, you walk in the studio 10 seconds late. Oh, you guys are disrupting the whole show. And then you veer the whole show away from where we're going for 3 or 4 minutes.
The whole crew ought to be here and not walking and making noise and plugging in headphones while we're coming on. No, it does matter.
Nobody in their cars care what time we show up to the studio aside from you.
Buster's exactly right. And let me expound on that. I tried to send you a voice text.
You want to expound on that?
Yeah. expand on it.
I'm just going to listen.
And then there's this.
And so I wanted to send you a voice text where you could actually hear my voice because it was a really cute moment in my house. But, I was like, oh,
but
look.
It wasn't so one of those. It wasn't one of those messages where you can hear the voice.
No, because you have an Android, so I couldn't do that. So I couldn't convey my tone of voice. Oh. So I was using more syrupy baby language to convey my emotion at that moment in time.
Let me invoke my parenting skills advice.
Oh, please.
You let your kids run all over you. You might as well just lay flat on the road and let a steamroller just run you over and flatten you like a bug.
Excuse me.
You know, like the, you know the cartoon?
Yeah, I know.
You know the cartoon where the steamroller runs over a cartoon character?
Just tell me
when
you're done.
And then they peel the cartoon character up and it's like a whole, like a flattened out piece of silly putty or something.
Chloe spent her whole summer in France on MJ's dime and she's the one that...
Yeah, it really. Thank you, Fester.
All right, Fester, do you have to overact?
If that's the way to make a point, then yes.
Chloe was doing a 2-month French course for full college credit in France. That's why
CC teaches the same course.
No, they don't. Chloe was in France for school, so you can't compare it. I'm just saying that, Roxanne, if you don't get control of your kids, they are going to run you over your entire life. Just some of the observations.
Okay, like, you got a problem? Really, because I want to hug my kids in the morning, but I let them have a lot of hugs from me? Really?
No. I'm just saying that you let your kids sleep in your bed and then you complain how you don't get a good night's sleep. You got to lay down the law.
Listen.
If you give kids too much leeway, they're going to run all over you like they're wearing cleats and they're trampling on your face your entire life.
Are you done?
Prong collars on them like I do with mine.
I'm just saying that your kid's saying, Mommy, you can't leave. We need a million hugs.
That's so cute. At
5:30 in the morning.
That is adorable.
You need to be able to tell your kids, guys, Mommy has to go to work. Mommy can't be late for work.
How many hugs did you get up to?
I will give you 2 hugs each, and that's it. You have to lay down the law. You have to have some kind of, you know, discipline in your house and not let your little 5 and 2.5-year-old run roughshod all over you.
Okay, first of all, the example that you're launching this tirade towards me, towards my parenting
This is a tirade?
Or a litany of my
you want
parenting?
A tirade? I'll give you a tirade. It's like my dad. You want something to cry about? I'll give you something to cry about.
Let me tell you something that this thick skull of yours, it's going to be really hard to permeate, but there's something that I have that nobody else in this room deals with, and that is called...
Oh, I thought I was going to say boobs, but then I looked at Fester.
I mean, I got them. What's up with that?
There's something that I have that no one else has. Boobs? No, Fester's got them. Fester's got bigger ones, actually. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, not firmer.
That is mom guilt. You guys do not know what this is. You do not experience it. I'll give you a perfect example. Last Friday, we didn't have to go to work, so I walked my kids to school. I was literally crying with my sunglasses on because that is what I give up every day when I come here.
You're making me mad.
So this is what I deal with. Like, okay, hold on. I'm
see what you did,
talk,
MJ?
Talk.
No, MJ, she's talk. Right.
All right, hold on. Roxanne is crying.
Good job, MJ.
Roxanne, I'm just trying to help you.
I had a way to get a Friday going.
When your kids
are
Friday show coming up on 6:30.
Everybody loves karate.
Cry day.
So listen, this is something you don't experience. Like, I have to ask myself, is this worth it to be away from my children in the morning?
I'd say no.
I mean, I really, so if my kids are going to get up and want to say goodbye to me a little bit longer, that's fine.
Yeah,
and I'm going to take that time. But as for your other comments about them running over me, I have a different parenting style than you, and your kids are turning out just fine, but my parenting style is...
Yeah, a little karate.
All right, That's enough.
Oh, I have a headache now.
Roxanne, do you need a tissue to wipe
your... No, I don't.
MJ, you should feel like, oh, hell.
Hi. Oh, thank God you answered.
But my kids do not run over me. That is not how to, I want my kids to be themselves over me. They're very, very well behaved.
They do. You've sent me videos of your kids. I call you and the kids are screaming like banshees in the background.
That's what kids forgot what it was like to have a 2 and a 5-year-old, apparently.
MJ, remember when Julian shoved all the toilet paper in your toilet and flushed it and did something to the sink? I mean, you all went through this.
All right. Listen, I'm just trying to help you out, Roxanne, because
you're so helpful.
You're going to come to me when your kids are teenagers and you're going to say, MJ, you were right. I should have nipped this in the bud back when they were 2.5 and 5. Yeah, buddy.
I think they'll be all right. See that conversation happening. Never.
All right. Hey, folks, let me take a quick break here. When we get back, early morons in the news, and I have a sensitive item, which I think I want to do early in the show versus later in the show just because of the content.
Sensitive enough to cry?
Roxanne might burst into tears again in just a matter of minutes. Stand by. We're all going to be big adults about this, and we're back in a minute. Hang on. Next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, here we go. Time for the early morons in the news. And I guess this might be borderline morons in the news, but I wanted to get this story kind of out of the way early because of the content instead of... You know, it might be a little sensitive, and I mean, you know, quite literally a little bit sensitive.
Are you trying to protect the children's because most of them are off school today?
Yeah, that's true. I know that Hillsborough County's out. Are all the counties out?
I think all public schools recognize Veterans Day.
I don't know if that's the case, but maybe you can double check and give me a full report within 10 minutes here on the MJ. What was that?
I just said.
it's just odd that I get a time request on this in 10 minutes. Okay.
Froggy, why are you walking around with an extension cord? Hold on. Don't touch anything. Don't plug anything in anywhere. You'll knock us off the air again.
My phone didn't charge last night. So Luckily, my body clock is impeccable.
You're going to run an extension cord?
Yeah,
like
here,
all
plug
the,
this in.
We need a wall. We need a wall unit.
Plug that in somewhere. No, too far. Oh,
where did you get this? Is this yours from home?
Too far.
I found it on somebody's desk.
Wait a minute, you just... a cubicle.
There's no other...
What else I found?
You unplugged...
New charger.
You're stealing cords and chargers from people's desks?
Yes. Nobody uses them.
Froggy, you gotta... That's as close as we can get you.
Yeah, that's as good as it's going to get.
No, we don't need to run it behind everything.
That's going to make it worse.
Oh, my God. Are you getting this on video, Andrew?
We don't need to run the cord behind everything.
Yeah, this is on MJTV. If you go to MJMorningShow.com and you click on MJTV, you can watch us live every morning from 6 to 10, or you can watch...
No, that's it. Stuck around your head.
I'm not going to sit here and talk on the radio with it in front of me.
Oh, my God. What is this?
All right, there we go.
All right, so let me will you stop making noise with your cord?
All right, I'm good. I'm plugged. I'm good.
Everything over.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
Hey, I just want to say a lot of are you good now with your
yes,
charging?
Thank you.
Settled.
You want to say what?
Some of the texters are hating all of you guys right now, and I just want to say that.
What? For what?
Because, for crying.
For all of it. Yeah. For all of it. And I just want to say that they're okay. The guys are okay. They just don't understand certain things.
I was on your side the whole time, sir.
All right, who's so, sir? What do they say? They're
the
angry
guy.
At me?
Yeah, that's
they're
angry.
Just they're like, oh, the guys are being so mean to you. And, oh, tell MJ when he's a grandpa, remind him of this conversation you had with him. And, you know, just blah, 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 blah.
I don't need to be a grandpa.
Blah.
I'm a father. I got two kids. Right. I got Chloe and Julian.
So I'm just trying to put everybody at ease. This is just, these are the, you know, interesting, heated conversations.
All right, how many texts did you get?
10.
You got 10 texts? Let me get
him. Did anyone think that Cry Day was funny?
I mean, Cry Day.
It was hilarious.
Well, we all know that.
It's Cry Day for 3 or 4 hours.
Can I get to the story before it gets to be 8 o'clock? All right. I can't use all the language here because it's just a little too sensitive.
Do you want me to use it?
No. It's. Do you even know what this is about?
No.
Okay. A woman was caught at an airport carrying her boyfriend's ashes.
Okay.
Inside a sex toy.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. I mean,
but the sex toy was in a place.
Her bag?
Oh, she was.
Oh. Oh.
This is an Australian. I usually don't do foreign stories, but I'm like, what the? Is this real or is this just some attempt to get a billion hits on some video thing online on social media? So this Australian law student, this young woman, Sarah Button. Oh, she's cute as a button.
Hello, Sarah Button. Good day.
23 years old, was about to board a flight to the UAE, the United Arab Emirates. And I can't say this word of what it was. This is a device, not for the front, but the back.
Oh, that was going to be my guess.
And her lover, her boyfriend, had died. And I guess she got some of his ashes. And the ashes were put inside this thing, this...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it like what I just stole off of somebody's desk?
A plug?
But... But you know,
yeah. But I know. Else? Oh my God!
Well, I mean, everybody deals with the grieving process differently.
That is quite a way to deal. Yeah.
Her late boyfriend gave her this sex toy as a gag gift before he died. Then he died, and that's a terrible story. And then she ends up getting some of the ashes from the family, and the ashes were put inside this thing, and she apparently decided to wear her boyfriend where the sun don't shine. And
that's love.
I think I've described the story pretty well without using any inflammatory language or anything too off color.
Yeah, no, you have. And there are a lot of studies. You can Google this.
Oh,
just Google the phrase, does grief make you horny?
Put stuff in your butt?
No.
I'm going to Google that.
Wait a sec. Can you repeat that? Does grief make you what?
Turned on.
Is this something true?
Yeah, it's true.
Whoa.
I mean, not everybody, but it's a thing enough that people Google search it.
Back in the day when Roxanne's dog died.
Right, Fester, would you please get off Bing and just go to Google? What is your issue?
It's a program. I got to click the Google link.
All right. Why are you on Bing all of a sudden?
Because we have this new... If you really care, I'll tell you, but it's really boring. We have this new thing.
So I want you to Google what Roxanne just said.
Does
grief make you horny?
Grief make you horny.
Good. I remember when my grandma died and it was an open casket.
Oh, remember that?
Will you stop?
I was like, kind of hot.
Come here, Kim. Let's do it in the funeral home bathroom.
Ugh.
I went to Froggy's grandfather's funeral and Francis was like, hey, Fester.
Oh, please. Stop it.
Yes, grief can make you horny. That's from Vice.com. Can somebody explain why grief makes me horny? That's in Cosmopolitan?
Yeah. It's a phenomenon.
Well, this, how do you know about this?
Because I Googled it one time.
Why did you Google it one time?
Well, yeah, I mean.
I just, out of probably a story that we did on the show, and I was like, well, this is odd. Let me see why someone would behave like that.
Well, yeah, she had a goldfish back the week before her, you know, homecoming dance. And
I need to know why grief once made you all frisky.
No, not me. Not me, just people collectively.
Well, how do you know that people are horny when they're filled with grief?
Because I Googled it, and this is what I came up with.
But what precipitated this? It must have been something that was...
What are you trying to say? She's experienced it?
Yeah.
It
must,
well,
just because I Google something doesn't mean I experienced
but
it.
But something triggered it. Something tipped you off.
We all go down the internet rabbit hole where we end up in a place like we're reading a story about people whose significant others kick the bucket, and suddenly they're all hot to trot.
I
didn't know about that. I'd never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, okay. It's definitely a thing.
I see that because Fester just...
Grief sex.
Grief sex?
Haven't you heard of that?
I think of death and grief when I'm trying to make sex last longer.
So hold on.
Grief horn dog. Yes, Fester, what are you trying to get out? Use your words.
It doesn't matter these today. I'm looking at the quote here.
Right.
You know, usually put a little quote underneath the headline, and it says, I stood outside of the funeral parlor where my grandmother's wake was happening, and all I could think about was sleeping with my boyfriend.
This is in Cosmopolitan. This is from February 11th of 2020.
You know, Kat, those hearses are sort of shaped like wieners.
Yeah,
no, if we stop.
You could lay down in those hearses.
That's true.
I think
you can go vertical. I don't know about any other positions, but you can go vertical.
Yeah, if you were somebody short, you could do reverse cap. Never mind.
Oh, you know what? I just dumped that.
That's the part you dumped.
I just dumped
of
that.
Of all the things we just talked about, that's what you dumped.
You're out of control, bro.
I just dumped that off the air. Yes, I did.
Listen to the podcast, people.
You know, I think the thing with grief, like, sex makes you feel alive. Death makes people feel dead. So you want to feel alive, so then you do it someone dies.
There you go. It makes perfect sense.
I had never heard of that. So like I say, hey, you learn something new every day. 6:50 at the MJ Morning Show. I'm not done with the morons in the news. We got to talk about, speaking of this kind of stuff, we got to talk about a meat log. And you know, I just brought up a meat log with something else the other day.
Yesterday we were talking about the fight over hamburgers.
Right. And now we've got another meat log story. Hold on. We'll get to it all next on the MJ Morning Show. Don't move here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show on Q105 at 7:02. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited. It happens on Monday. It starts all over again. The MJ Morning Show giving away another 20 of these Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets. They are phenomenal. I am a daily user. You know, Don, the IT guy, he's the one that got me hooked on this Surface Pro. He gave me one of these things, and I'm like, whoa, why have I used this in the past? You know, I used to use like a big Lenovo 15-inch, and I still have that. I still have it in my my office, and I have one right here next to me. But at home, when I'm doing show prep, I use the Surface Pro tablet exclusively now. With the snap-on keyboard, it's fantastic. And it can be yours. Not one, not two, not five, not 10, 20 of them. We are giving away 20 more of the Surface Pro 8 tablets. These are full Windows computers, and we start again on Monday morning. Spread the word. You listen to the MJ Morning Show, you call in, you follow the simple little rules, and that's it. You could be walking away with a tablet and the attachable keyboard, which the retail value on this whole package is like $1,349. It's incredible. So Monday morning at 6 a.m., we start it all. It's tablet tag, and it's back. So heads up, Monday morning in the 6 o'clock hour, you want to be listening, because at 6 o'clock, 6:30, 6:45, somewhere in the 6 o'clock hour on Monday, I'm just going to say be caller number blank. And then that person's just going to win the Microsoft Surface tablet just instantly. I'm going to ask the winner's name, and then that's when tablet tag starts. So it's like a tag, you're it. Because in the 7 o'clock hour, when we give away a tablet, I'm going to say, hey, what was the first name of the winner from last hour? You got to know it. In the 8 o'clock hour, you got to know who won in the 7. In the 9 o'clock hour, you got to know who won in the 8. Then Tuesday morning at 6, you got to know who won the tablet. First name of the winner from the 9 o'clock hour on Monday. See, and that's how it goes. So we're giving away tablets every hour next week, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. hours, here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105, 104.7 FM, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So listen all next week for your chance to win one of these $1,350 deals. And it is sweet. I love it. I use mine every day. All right, you ready to have a little meeting here?
Yeah, let's all gather around. Let's have a meeting.
No, I thought we just had one during the break.
No, it's not that kind of meeting.
Will there be a PowerPoint presentation?
No, if you take the word meet and you combine it with beat.
Yeah?
Then we can have a meeting. Now, it's not the traditional M-E-E-T-I-N-G. Right. This would be an M-E-A-T-I-N-G. It's a meet meeting.
You say meat beating or meat meeting?
You said beating.
Or beat meeting.
No, this is a meat beating, okay?
Well, you said meeting first.
Right, but it's a meeting. I'm saying that the beating becomes a meeting.
Oh,
but
because it's a meat beating, right. So it's a meeting.
It's a meeting, but it's an M-E-A-T-I-N-G.
Oh, I would never thought of putting those two words together and leave off the B.
Not an M-E-E-T.
Oh.
As if like Rocky punching the meat?
I thought you were trying to work in a your.
Hey, Fester, let me ask. Oh, look at Daytona's. Look at the video on Daytona. Are some of these hotels? I thought the Daytona Beach stuff, you know, in the aftermath of Nicole, they had erosion along the beach.
Oh my gosh.
Because of Hurricane Ian. And because, you know, that thing cut across the state and then brought the surf once it crossed over from, you know, the Fort Myers area. And cross the state, then the Atlantic had heavy surf. Ugh. But look at these houses. Look at that swimming pool that's just dangling.
There's a house dangling on the edge. Oh,
there's a bunch of them. You got a bunch of houses that are gonna be condemned. And I don't know if this land and some of these houses are crappy, but it's the land value of being right on the ocean. So I don't know. Are they gonna be able to reclaim the land? Because a lot of the dunes or the underneath. Sand and I guess dirt was washed away because of Ian, and now Nicole kind of finished it off. And you got a bunch of houses along the beach in Daytona. They're done. They're toast. And I thought I saw like some hotels or some condos.
Right on the water's edge.
Like some ten-story, eight-story place. I don't know if they're structurally sound, some of these places.
God, what a
with
nightmare.
Some of the erosion from Nicole. And we'll get into more Nicole in just a bit, but let me finish up with the meeting here. How did it come up that I brought up one of those big meat tubes that you see like at Costco or I'm talking about in the supermarket?
Yeah.
Did you want to beat someone with it?
Well, here's my issue with meat, all right? Why do some people buy the more like manufactured or factory meat that's inside the plastic tube? Why do people buy that instead of the white styrofoam tray of ground beef that sits on that little meat absorption pad with the cellophane on top? A lot of that tends to be ground right there in the store, I think.
Oh, okay. There's a couple of reasons.
Right, so is it cheaper to buy the ground beef in the meat log?
One, there might be a price difference. Two, also how long something keeps. You know, if you buy the thing in the styrofoam, it's usually only good for a couple of days in the refrigerator.
And then if you buy the thing in the styrofoam, it's because you're like running in and you just want to grab it and go, right?
No,
you don't want to take the time. I don't have it.
I don't see that.
I don't
see a difference. No, I'm talking about
maybe some people like the taste of the log.
You buy the ground beef and the beef in the flat package versus buying it in the big like tube with the big staples like the crimps. Okay. You know, the crimps on the end.
I was confused. So I understand.
Remember when COVID first started and then there was like this rush on food?
Yeah.
I waited in line at Sam's Club for like toilet paper. Right. Got up a couple of mornings early and made it down there. And while I'm in the store, people are loading up on supplies, and I bought one of these 20-pound tubes of chopped meat.
You bought a big meat log?
I bought a meat log. It was the first time I've ever bought one. But you know what? It works. It comes in handy. It's good meat.
The reason why I'm bringing up the meat log and talking about a meat beating or a meeting is an Ohio woman slammed a female friend in the face with a 10-pound log of meat.
Yeah.
During an argument, not in the meat aisle, but in the potato chip aisle of a Walmart in the Cleveland area.
All right, a lot of times the potato chip aisle is just off of the meat section, so it's not that far of a walk.
Hold on. Oh, you're telling me this is standard supermarket fare, that the potato chips are near the meat?
I said a lot of times.
Well, I've never seen that. I've never made a correlation.
About merchandising,
are you crazy,
you?
Guys? Listen, you go to the
Walmart. Why would you want chips near meat?
They would get soggy.
Because the meat is usually on the side of the building, and then there's all the aisles. You can easily walk down any of the aisles. If she would have walked one aisle back, it would have been the garbage bag
aisle. I worked
at
Publix for 7 years, and the meat is not near the chips, my friend.
That's at a Publix. However, at a Walmart.
You're spouting out lies.
You guys are crazy.
You're just pulling meat and chips out of your wazoo.
Dude, you walk into the Walmart. There's the bakery, then the meat section is usually right behind it, and then there's the aisles, and the aisles can be
the whole place is aisles.
Right, but I'm saying is that it's possible the potato chip aisle is pretty close to the meat.
I don't see the potato chip aisle close to the meat, but sometimes I'll see those kiosks pop up with just the chips hanging from them.
Nobody's like talking about kiosks here, Roxanne. No, specifically said aisles.
I don't know what you're talking about, Fester. I don't see chips near meat.
I want to talk about take it outside. I want to talk about the woman getting clobbered in the face with a 10-pound meat log.
You're going to be talking about it by ourselves because we're fighting about...
at a Walmart.
Walmart.
All right. So in a deal with prosecutors, Monika Garner, 27, pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct in connection with an attack on her former neighbor. Garner originally was charged with assault. During the municipal court hearing on Tuesday this week, Garner received a 30-day suspended jail sentence and was placed on probation for a year. She also has to pay $155 in fines. According to the police, she was in a Walmart in South Euclid, Ohio, when she came across Precious Jackson, 37,
Precious,
who was shopping with her 7-year-old daughter. Jackson, who had lived downstairs from Garner at a duplex previously, there was a protection order against her ex-neighbor. Well, I guess, was there a protection order at Walmart? Cops say that when Garner confronted Jackson in the Walmart potato chip aisle, she threatened to beat the crap out of her and her daughter. Garner then allegedly pulled down Jackson's face mask and attempted to spit on her. When the spit missed, Garner reached into Jackson's cart and removed a $22 10-pound meat log.
Oh.
And cops called it a blunt object and beat her with it.
Have you ever picked up one of these meat logs, MJ?
No, I have not.
All right, next time you're at a Walmart or a Sam's Club, I want you to handle one of them.
They're big.
And they're
you
big.
Want me to handle a meat log in Walmart?
They're big, they're heavy, and they're... They're soft.
They're dense, but soft.
They're not. Yeah, that's right. If you got clocked with one of them, that's really a hit.
And if you're going to attack somebody at a grocery store.
If you get clocked with a meat log, it's not soft.
No, okay. It's not frozen either. It's refrigerated.
Realize,
but it's still hard.
It's still hard. If you get whacked with a 10-pound ground beef meat log.
Not the same as getting hit with a pillow, but it's pliable. You can push it. It's meat.
It's pliable. So it's like there's a little bit of play. So when you whip it back to hit someone, you're going to get a little more force.
Put some stank on it.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a confession to make. There is a very popular holiday item that I have never had in my life.
Oh, God. I know what you're going to say.
There is a very popular holiday item. What brings this up, though, is there was a theft of this item, and then the guy runs out of the store with the item and then tries to plead the fifth with security. I'm like, what is it? But then I'm like, I've never had this item, and I've deliberately never had this item. All right, what is it? That and a whole lot more coming up in just a bit. Oh, there's some kind of Zodiac lottery crap. We got the latest on Tom and Giselle, and they might be losing a ton of money in crypto. And, man, there's just a lot of stuff. When we get back, I can't even scratch the surface, but I can scratch the surface because we're giving away 20 Surface Pro tablets beginning Monday here on the MJ Morning Show, and we will have full details on that next. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Oh, my God. I just got blasted with the scent of burning cannabis. Where did that come from? Is that, are they smoking down in the law office downstairs? What is that?
Must be festive.
Holy moly. Just the door opened up and like the odor of burning cannabis.
Somebody
just
walked by.
Whoosh. It was like a blast furnace. It was like that.
Must have been Snoop smoking one of his 150 a day.
Oh, my God. All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You got the MJ Morning Show. Tablet Tag is back on Monday morning. We're giving away 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets. These are worth $1,350 each retail. It's the full Windows tablet with the keyboard this time. So we're giving away 20 beginning on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, next week, every hour on the MJ Morning Show, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., and 9 a.m. Listen next week to win. It's going to be phenomenal. We have a Nicole recap in just a bit. A couple of interesting things regarding Nicole. Now, Roxanne, you said something recently in just the last few minutes that I want to address in just a second.
On air or off air?
You said something. Well, you know what? It'll be a surprise.
Oh. Great. We love surprises around here.
A little bit of an MJ Morning Show surprise coming up in a minute. I mentioned that there's something that is associated with the holidays that I've never had. There is something that people typically have around the holidays. I don't think people generally consume this other than the holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I saw this story, and I thought the story was interesting, but I thought what was more interesting is that I confess that I've never had this, basically because the name is just disgusting to me. Just the word, the name, just turns me off and makes me go,
can I guess?
Yes.
Is it a yam?
What?
A yam?
No, it's not a yam.
Oh, because that word is just ugh.
I mean, yeah. I don't find yam that bad.
Ugh, yams are horrible.
Now, I guess for Thanksgiving, people think of what, candied yams, right?
Ugh. Are yams the same as sweet potatoes?
I think they are.
They're in the same family.
But no, I love sweet potatoes.
You know, I never used to like sweet potato, and then Michelle kind of got me onto. Well, you know what? I avoided sweet potato because I don't like the thought of mixing sweet and savory. Does that make sense? I'm not.
We've heard that, yeah.
I'm not a sweet and savory mixer.
You don't have a sophisticated palate. It's okay.
Okay, Froggy.
Look at how offended he got by that. Stopped him in his tracks.
I don't like mixing sweet and savory. I like total separate delineation. I like the DMZ of foods. It's the demilitarized. It's like Panmunjom, ladies and gentlemen. You got the North, you got the South. I'm talking about the Koreas. And I just don't like mixing. So when I always thought of sweet potatoes, I'm like, ugh. But sweet potatoes are fantastic. And I learned to love sweet potatoes later in life. No, it's not yams. It's not sweet potatoes. And yeah, I believe a yam is...
They're in the same family, but they're...
Yeah.
There are, what, some differences?
Yes. For example, sweet potatoes have a totally different flavor and appearance. They're in the morning glory family. They're like thin, reddish brown skin.
Is it a nightshade? Are Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady avoiding yams and sweet potatoes?
Probably, but I don't know why.
Hey, Gisele, come on over to my place for Thanksgiving. All we're serving is yams.
Come eat my yams.
No, sweet potatoes are not nightshade.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Okay, all right.
I hate
nightshade. Guys, what is the holiday associated item that I've never had because it just sounds gross?
Eggnog?
What'd you say, Fester?
I mean, Roxanne got one in before me.
Roxanne?
Am I not allowed to get one in before
me? No, that's okay. I just wanted to be sure the traffic's going
Roxanne,
right.
What did you say?
I said eggnog.
I guessed fruitcake.
So that was you that said that. Oh, yes. It was a voice. I'm like, where the hell did that come from?
Andrew, Spencer, what's your guess?
Andrew, our producer, said fruitcake. That is incorrect. Fester, did you have a guess?
I have a guess.
Roxanne, what was your guess?
Eggnog.
That is correct.
Really?
You can just picture, like, that word. I picture it, and it looks like a bunch of egg yolks all slimy together.
Yeah, it's just the word eggnog makes me go...
It kind of sounds like you're gagging. Eggnog.
It's like Rocky. Right? It's like Rocky drinking the raw eggs or something. It's like this thick, pasty eggnog. Why do I want to put eggnog in my mouth?
I used to think it was delicious, but have you ever had Gustafson's eggnog?
Very good.
Very, very thick and creamy.
Eggnog's kind of run the gamut on quality.
I don't even know what eggnog is. It's like this syrupy, thick, pancake batter of milk. What is eggnog?
It's a frothy egg-based beverage.
It's a nog.
I like eggs, but just the sound of that just grosses me out.
It's beaten eggs, cream, and flavorings, probably like nutmeg. And then it, you know, is often served with alcohol, so that makes it good.
So is it like a milkshake?
After all the years of the eggnog challenge I did, you're asking these questions now?
Yeah, we made Froggy drink a whole gallon of eggnog within 1 hour, and then he had to keep it down for another hour.
Okay, this is weird.
That is the famous eggnog challenge from years gone by on the MJ Morning Show.
Did you succeed?
Never.
Never. Not once.
Never.
It's impossible.
Never was the eggnog challenge successful, drinking a whole gallon of eggnog within 1 hour and then being able to keep it down for an hour. It was never, ever successful. We probably did it, 15 years in a row?
You can watch all the videos on YouTube if you look up Eggnog Challenge MJ Morning Show, and the failure after failure.
It was some of the most repulsive sounding audio ever broadcast.
It was horrific.
So with a stomach like yours, that you probably weren't the best person to do that.
That's why, this is why it's all because
of
MJ.
Yeah, Froggy thinks that he has IBS because of the MJ Morning Show and that we caused it because of like the eggnog challenge.
And I'm eggnog intolerant now.
Yeah. Producer Andrew, yes.
Yes. Did you ever get the full gallon down in an hour?
I don't know that we ever made the whole gallon. I think it was always
I would have it down and then I would always reverse it right before.
The reason why I'm bringing up the eggnog challenge is I saw this, kind of a morons in the news story that a Texas guy in Wichita Falls, Texas, stuffed a bottle of eggnog in his pants and hairbrushes in his pocket and then fought with a store employee, Kevin Ellis, 38, also charged with failure to identify when police said he pleaded the fifth when he was asked his name. Also, he's wanted for a violation of probation for a previous injury to a child conviction. This guy's a treat. Yes. So this guy shoved eggnog down his pants. Of all things you're going to steal at a supermarket or a store, it's eggnog, really?
Okay, so eggnog is really pricey for what it is.
Really?
I mean, it's a lot. It's compared to milk, I think it's like double the price.
Okay, here's a question. When you read the ingredients of eggnog, it basically sounds a lot like ice cream.
I think, that's why I said it's like a milkshake.
Yeah, so you love ice cream.
I might like eggnog, but just the name eggnog, it just repulses me. I'm sorry. eggnog. It's like, snot. I don't know. I just think of like egg snot.
It's not yolk. It's a creamy egg-based beverage. I mean, you can try it if you want to.
Never had eggnog, and I don't foresee starting anytime soon. All right, speaking of food, are we on the air?
According to the red light in the corner, yes. Yeah. Yes, we are currently on the
air. I'll address that debacle from yesterday in just a matter of minutes. Folks, I was beside myself. I was just emotionally drained. I was a nervous wreck. I was popping Xanax like they were Pez yesterday.
It was really quite impressive.
You shouldn't chop them up and snort them like you were doing them. You should really just eat them.
I've never had a Xanax in my life. right. I've never had a Zanny, never had a bar. All right, now, have you, hold, who just mumbled?
Fester mumbled
something. What did you just mumble?
Oh, did you hear that?
Yes.
Well, because your mouth is right by the microphone.
All I heard was,
You're talking about you never had a Xanax.
Yeah, what did you mumble?
I said you could probably use one. That's what I mumbled.
Fester,
I mumbled, you are so disgruntled. I mumbled, you could probably use one.
You're an angry person.
I'm not an angry person. I'm the most honest person in this room.
The angriest.
You're angry. You're disgruntled.
I'm not an angry person.
You know what? I'm going to rename you disgruntled.
Listen, that's fine.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's MJ here with Froggy and Roxanne and disgruntled.
Hey, I'm bringing Zanny bars for MJ today. You could benefit from them.
Disgruntled, chill out, man.
Listen, I have no issues with this.
A woman, this is crazy. Come on. But this is apparently known in like the bodybuilding community or folks that want to exercise, work out, have energy and lose weight. This is a thing. This woman claims that she lost over 90 pounds and eating candy was a big part of it.
Yeah, that seems very suspect.
All right.
What was she eating, like butterscotch?
Hang on. Fester, get ready to get your fat, fruit-cutting, stubby fingers on the keyboard over there.
Let's go.
And get ready to Google this.
I'm the angry one.
That was very vicious.
Yeah,
your fat, disgusting fingers and look this up.
It's a lot for just typing.
Did I say fruit cutting?
Yeah, you sure did.
You know I don't eat fruit.
All right. This woman is named Pratima Bassi. She's a makeup artist by trade. And apparently, a couple of years ago, her weight zoomed up to 265 pounds because she loves chocolate, and there's some kind of favorite chocolate and cream filled cookie. So she was just eating all kinds of crap. And
yes, they're called Oreos. Yes.
Well, hold on.
Quite the novelty.
The story says her love of gooey chocolate morsels and cream filled cookies.
Mm.
All right. So I guess those are two separate things. She's 23 years old. She's from New York, from Rockland County, which I'm familiar with because I grew up in Nanuet, which is in Rockland County, till I was 11 before we moved to Virginia Beach. So she, back in 2018, she said, you know what? I got to lose this weight. I got to go low carb. And then she would do these 90-minute strength training workouts 5 times a week. And at this point, she's down 90 pounds. So 265 minus 90, that's what? She said 175. That's significant. That is 90-pound weight loss is pretty amazing. But then we find out that her unexpected diet trick, her aid on top of the workouts, is candy. And then she learned just back in the spring that this is well known and that thousands and thousands of weightlifters know this trick, that they snack on Sour Strips candies.
So it's,
what are those?
Just Sour Strips?
Yeah, I've seen them. They're in a foil bag.
Yeah.
Fester, go.
Zowers? You're talking about Zowers?
No, sour. Sour strips.
Think of like Fruit Roll-Ups, only sour.
Sour strips.
I think they're called Zowers.
They're called Sour Strips.
I think Zowers is a brand.
I can see the bag in my head. And you're saying, wait a second, what? Fester, just type in Sour Strips.
Yeah, I did, and a bunch of different brands pulled up.
Yeah, just Sour Strips. Sour Strips candies. And this is like a known... Anybody listening, do you know about this? There you go. That's it. It says, Fester's on the website, doesn't suck. Shop now, Sour Strips, and they come in all different flavors. There's apple, blueberry, lemonberry, strawberry, all kinds of stuff here. Does anyone listening know about this? And the story is, and if anyone does, if anyone is into this crazy Sour Strip diet regimen, give us a buzz. I want to hear from you. 800-990-1047 if you know about this.
What are they? I don't get it.
Well, I'm going to tell you. So this woman, she, I guess, was alerted to this last spring. And the story is that the sour strips give you this sugar burst. I don't know why you can't get it from other candy.
Like an energy burst?
Yeah, but, and that's what keeps you going in order to work out for this extended period of time. She tried eating the tangy strips 20 minutes before her workout. Almost immediately, she noticed a difference. Her stamina just went through the roof. And she's been able to increase the weight of her dumbbells that she uses for the lateral raises, her walking lunges, her squats to tone her arms and legs and back. She's gone from 40 pounds to 70 pounds. She says the strips are giving her energy, and she's burning more calories because the strips are giving her the energy in order to work out stronger and longer.
All right, it looks like any candy would do this, something similar.
Maybe these have super, like... Yeah.
But listen to this. On social media, one gym rat says that his followers ought to make sour strips your pre-workout after using them to fuel her bodybuilding drills for the first time in the spring. She's now turning into like some kind of an online sensation here. She says she's obsessed with sour strips. Here's another guy, Max, a social media personality and entrepreneur. He described sour candy strips here as part of his regimen as well. He says he's a diehard enthusiast. And these candies, they're not marketed for like gym rats or people that are working out. But now people are like learning this is like going viral.
I don't know that it's just sour strips. That's her candy of preference.
But not just her. This is a thing online. Okay. Thousands and thousands on social media are saying that sour strips are the thing that is getting them going at the gym.
What makes them so much better than, like, say, a Sour Patch Kid?
That's a good question.
It's an awesome question. I fully agree with that.
it's the loading up of carbohydrates that is what's effective here. She just happens to have chosen this one.
So what? I can eat a pound of spaghetti before I work out?
No, it's different. Like, if you ate, like, a Snickers bar before you worked out, your body would have the fuel. And there's other sites here that have other kinds of candies or other kinds of science.
Yeah. Well, I used to eat candies. This guy I worked with, Ed Bacher, he had a big jar of candies on his desk, and I'd hit my afternoon lull and I would eat a ton of them. And I was 5 to 10 pounds heavier. And it wasn't until I replaced the candy.
You got heavier because you're eating his candy every afternoon.
Yeah. I replaced candy with wine, and then I lost 5 to 10 pounds.
Wow. And then you went to AA.
Yeah. After they took the candy, they did a workout, though. You know, you didn't do the workout.
Were you running through singing, I want candy?
Yeah, that's how I got through my afternoon. Okay, has anyone thought about the fact that maybe the sourness of this candy is so acidic and maybe it does something to your stomach acids and like you could eat a car.
No, it's the sugar. They're saying it's the sugar.
Okay.
But again, I think Fester raised the point, and I thought of this as well, is why wouldn't it be any candy? Here's a registered dietitian, Cassandra Lepore, and she says that regardless of brand or flavor, that candy is a decent source of pre-workout energy. So there you go. But it's turning into specifically that bodybuilders and workout rats all over the place are eating these sour strips in a whole variety of different flavors prior to working out.
So another article, if you eat about 200 calories worth of carbohydrate-rich candies about 30 to 60 minutes before your workout, your body will have plenty of fuel. Huh. There's also a case to be made for a candy bar post-workout to help recover.
Yeah, they're called energy bars.
So if anyone eats these sour strips before they work out, I'd love to hear from you. Or I'd love to hear from people on this next thing. And I didn't mean to turn this into like a diet segment, and I'm going to move on in a minute, but this also is fascinating to me. Do you know about the Adam Driver rotisserie chicken a day diet?
Adam Driver.
You mean the actor Adam Driver?
No, I mean the garbage collector, Adam Driver.
Oh,
no, yes,
Adam.
Yes, Darth Vader. Adam, the famous actor used to be on that. What was that crazy?
Girls.
Yeah, Girls. That's where I first saw him on Girls on HBO.
He's a good actor.
With what's her name? She's kind of beastly. What's her name?
Miss Piggy?
No.
She's kind of beastly.
Well, no, that's not a body shaming thing. Just
you talking about Lena Dunham?
Her attitude. I
love her.
She's kind of offensive. I'm not saying beastly. I'm not saying that in a body fashion or a body shaping thing. It's just that she just kind of repels and kind of repulses me. I don't know.
That's exactly why I like her.
I don't know what it is, but
she's very comfortable with herself.
Adam, she is. Adam Driver, whose career in movies has taken off like a rocket, apparently he said in an interview to the New York Times that his secret was to eat one full rotisserie chicken daily.
Well,
okay.
Secret to what?
To keeping in shape, losing weight.
I mean, it would be low in carbohydrates, right? I mean,
does he eat skin?
Listen, these are all good questions. I mean, has anyone heard of this? So Adam Driver apparently drove a bunch of people. So, and this happened, I guess, numerous years ago, that Adam Driver made headlines that he revealed that he used to eat a rotisserie chicken Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Ugh.
That's what he would eat. While he was attending Juilliard, you know, the famous school of art. Exactly. Driver told GQ that in the early days of his acting career, he would run from his apartment in Queens to class in Manhattan and consume an entire rotisserie chicken in a day, along with 6 eggs each morning to stay fit.
Gosh, he was in ketosis.
There's money this guy have for being a college student.
The rotisserie chicken diet. And for whatever reason, it's starting to gain attention even more now. And people are swearing by the rotisserie chicken diet. I'll tell you right now, if this is your thing, then you want to get the cheap rotisserie chicken at Costco or Sam's Club.
I mean, when you look at grocery stores in general, the rotisserie chicken is a loss for them. You
know, No. Hold on.
How much is a rotisserie chicken at Walmart?
You're spouting out lies. Right, hold on. At Costco and Sam's Club,
it's $5.
And I would imagine BJ's is probably on the same thing. It's like $4.98 right. or $4.99. Now, I believe, yes, if they're selling the whole rotisserie chicken, I think I've read this, that it is a loss leader, that they don't make money. I think they lose a little bit on each chicken that they sell when they sell it for $4.98 or $4.99. It's clearly a good value. Now, at a regular supermarket, I've seen rotisserie chickens at like $8.99, $9.99. At a regular supermarket, I don't know what Publix sells their rotisserie chicken for, but it's not $4.99 like Costco or Sam's.
We have Costco chickens every week.
Yeah. I mean, I don't go to Sam's without buying a chicken.
Yeah, I mean, typically, if I'm at Costco, you're a Sam's shopper, right?
Yes.
I'm a Costco shopper. So, and I used to be Sam's, but then they closed the South Tampa Sam's.
I'm raising chickens.
I don't know why they did that, but I can't go buy the rotisserie chickens without grabbing one. And I'm usually half done with it by the time I get through the store, and I'm touching the clothing and everything with my with my greasy chicken.
What, do you eat your chicken while you're shopping?
Oh, yeah.
Put it back on the shelf after.
No, I'm kidding.
No, he pays for it, Andrew. Don't spread lies.
You definitely do.
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
No, of course I pay.
No, you pay for it, but you definitely eat it while you're walking around.
I don't. I swear I don't.
Chicken greasy fingers opening up everything.
Hey, when you go to Sam's or you go to Costco, you don't get a bag. That's part of the deal. They don't bag your stuff. You got to get those boxes if you want. Have you ever had one of those rotisserie chicken containers separate and all the chicken juice gets in your car?
Not in the car, but yeah.
Oh, God. That's
what I like to do is I like to put it in the fridge. You know how it turns into a chicken gelatin?
Oh, yeah.
I put that on a sandwich with some peanut butter.
So you make your own, like, gelatinous chicken juice spread?
Yeah, it's really good.
Chicken jello?
He's lying.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the chicken diet, it's a whole rotisserie chicken every single day. And that's what Adam Driver swore by when he was at Juilliard.
Good for him.
And if you do it, I'm just suggesting that it would be more cost effective to do the $4.99 chicken at Costco or Sam's Club. Or
how many chickens is Lena Dunham eating a day? That's what I want to know.
I want to address what happened yesterday.
Oh, let's just move past
it. I'm going to take 30 seconds. Oh, and folks, don't forget, this is urgent. This is very important. How would you like to win another one of 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets? We are giving these away beginning on Monday. We've got another 20 tablets. Hey, thanks to our pal, DonTheITGuy.com. Don helped us procure these things again. And starting Monday morning, 6 a.m., we're going to give away these tablets. These are worth with the keyboard. Now, this time around, we did this in August, and we gave away the tablets. They were phenomenal. But now we're going to include the keyboard as well. This is the snap-on full keyboard with the touchpad, and it also acts as a case. And we're going to give away this combo starting Monday morning at 6 a.m. here on the MJ Morning Show. Every single hour, every day next week, we're giving away a $1,349 retail value Microsoft Surface 8 tablet. This is a full Windows computer, Intel inside. It's awesome. I use one every single day. So Monday morning at 6 a.m., sometime in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to give away tablet number one to just a random caller. We'll ask the name of the caller. So you got to know the first name of the winner in the 6 o'clock hour when you call in the 7 o'clock hour. So you got to be the right caller and know the name of the previous hour's winner, and you win. Same thing goes for 8. You got to know who won in the 7. Same thing goes when we give it away at 9 o'clock. You got to know who won in the 8. And then the next day on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., you got to know who won in the 9 a.m. hour. It's called Tablet Tag. And it's back every day next week, every single hour. We're giving away a $1,350 retail value Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet with keyboard here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105, 104.7 FM. So make sure you're with us all next week and win one of these tablets. This contest blew the doors off back in August, and it's back by popular demand. Let me address what happened yesterday, and it really sucked because, you know, I feel like I have a responsibility to the Tampa Bay area as a longtime broadcaster here, whether it's a hurricane, a tropical storm, and we were in the middle of a kind of like our, you know, combo show. We were doing kind of a normal show with just the appropriate amount of Tropical Storm Nicole, and then about 7:12, 7:10, we see our off-air light come on. And we had a little blurb. We went off for about 10 seconds.
Right.
And what that was we lost power at our transmitter site out in, I guess it's Palm River, off of 50th Street and the Crosstown Expressway. Power went out over there. A bunch of customers affected by TECO. And it took the power out at our transmitter site. And our generator kicked on, as it should. I don't know why that we were off the air for 10 seconds. I thought it should be, you know, uninterrupted. But the generator came on, but the generator only stayed on for about 20 minutes. And then a little after 7:30 yesterday, we were off the air because TECO was out. Our generator failed and we were off the air for over 2 hours. And I'm busting. Now, we did do the show. We continued doing the program. We streamed it. So the podcast is available from yesterday, and also it was on MJTV, which a lot of people found our loosey-goosey, I don't give a bleep deal with our transmitter off. A lot of people found it very humorous and very entertaining yesterday. So if you have time this weekend, maybe you want to go listen to the Thursday, November 10th podcast or watch MJTV, as it was certainly a little bit of a different MJ Morning Show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
A little bit.
Let me just put it that way. Yeah.
Well, it was a little different. And I will tell you, I'm reading a text right now. Yesterday's show was streaming gold, Roxanne. Gold, exclamation point. So it'd be nice if we could capture the realness and the looseness and then combine it with the structure that is your crutch, MJ, and then I think that would be amazing.
Whoa. Whoa. Telling you how to do your show.
Wait, bro. Are you saying?
I'm sorry. Structure that is your.
You say I'm on crutches.
An organized morning show content is a crutch. Oh, what?
Hold on. Me having an organized plan every morning is a crutch. Now, yesterday was a little too loose.
See,
but a lot of people thought it was very interesting as sort of a little different type of MJ morning show that we did when the transmitter was off.
See, and MJ crutches when he says unbelievable when it really isn't that unbelievable. Or when he says we haven't scratched the surface. Those are crutches.
Yeah, those are crutches.
Those are crutches.
Yeah, hands down. Absolutely.
But no, listen, we have an organized show, heavens forbid. Oh, no. We know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. So I would, if you get a chance, listen to yesterday's show, podcast.
Or watch it.
Or MJTV. And watching it's probably even better, to be quite honest.
So we had a caller named Carl who called in. And he was only on the air for 4 seconds.
We had a caller named Carl who called in. That's good.
Carl called. Okay, so ironically, his name rhymes with every word I said in that sentence.
No, it's just alliterative with it.
But he called in and dropped the bomb, and we hung up on him immediately. And he has a little bit of a cult following. It's worth watching the entire video on YouTube of yesterday's program.
Don't do it now, but do it sometime this weekend.
Over the weekend, just to catch Carl.
Just check it. Just to check the, not just Carl.
Carl was feeling himself.
It's the whole MJ morning show. All right, so Nicole, no major issues at my house in South Tampa. We did not lose power. Q105, the transmitter went out and our generator failed, but we did not lose power at my house. And we just had, I don't know, some leaves down. No major branches, nothing. So, guys, your house, everything cool and copacetic? I saw the bay after the storm was passing away. That's when the tide came up and I got a little heavier on the bay. That's what I noticed. But you guys, anything at your houses?
No, a couple of drops of rain. You know, it was rainy, windy. By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it was over.
So late deal. And yeah, this was only the, fourth time we had a hurricane in November hitting Florida. And I guess it was the first time that it hit the East Coast because most of the other ones were Gulf. And then, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the TV weather guys are making a big deal out of the fact that if you look at Hurricane Charlie and Hurricane Janine from 2004, you had Charlie that went up through Punta Gorda and then across the state diagonally. And then you had Gene that hit across like Hutchinson Island near Fort Pierce and then crossed over, and they both crossed in Polk County. That was 2004. And then you look at now 2022 and you had Ian that came and made landfall at that Cayo Costa or Punta Gorda once it went across that barrier island. And then you had Nicole that also came across like Hutchinson Island and the Fort Pierce area. And it's like the exact same thing. And the two storms, this is what's crazy, from Charlie to Gene in 2004, and then Ian and Nicole just the last month and change, both 2004 and 2022, both of the storms that went in the exact same path were 43 days apart. In both instances, the two storms were within 43 days of each other.
Wow.
That's a little weird.
It must be a hot topic on the weatherman boards.
I don't think there's any psychic phenomena here, but it just totally coincidental and certainly, in Roxanne's book, probably a little spooky, right?
I mean, there's a pattern there, yeah.
Does this give you like kind of the...
Woo.
Is that it?
No doubt.
So all the weather guys are saying, oh my God, we got repeating hurricane paths and the same paths on these two hurricanes back in 04 and now 2022.
I think I brought that up.
They were both 43 days apart.
I didn't bring up the 43 days apart, but I was like, yeah, that's same thing that happened in 04.
Weatherman Unite. Let's talk about this.
Hey, weather guys, let's get all a nerd curd convention going on. Talk about storms from 22
did you say
years ago.
You say weather nerds unite? Is that like Wonder Twin powers activate?
Weatherman Unite. We have something to talk about. Something's fishy on the weather world.
It's a group that we're starting right now.
April showers, get in here. Let's talk about this.
Hey, you, Mayflowers, come on in.
Yeah, we had a Category 1 that hit, and it was just briefly Cat 1, then it turned back into a tropical storm. You know, they say that at least 5 people died in the storm. We had 2 people in Orange County over in the Orlando area. They were electrocuted because they touched a down power line. You got to always assume that any wire lying on the ground is a down power line. You just got to assume if you see a black wire on the ground, don't touch it. So you got 2 people electrocuted. Then we had 2 others that were killed in a car crash.
Jeez.
I guess, was that the Turnpike or something? So yeah, I guess that was Orange County as well. So we have 2 that were electrocuted in Orange County. Then 2 more died in Orange County in a car crash, according to the FHP. And then a 5th person, 68-year-old man, died from an unknown cause on a yacht in Cocoa Beach. Well, how do we know that's even Nicole-related? I don't even know. You know, rest in peace, sir, but I don't even know if that's Nicole-related.
Jeez.
All right, Roxanne, do you know what you said to me off the air, I don't know, maybe in the last hour?
And I
kind of rolled my eyes. I don't know if you saw the eye rolling.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. And I said that to you off the air because that's not something that I would say on air. That was just for your edification.
Because that's gonna boost my spirits up?
No. It's to give you some clarity in your mind.
Now, Fester and Froggy were out of the room. Would you mind?
Interesting.
Would you mind repeating it on the air?
No, I'm not going to repeat it on there because it's too braggy.
What?
Well, then I'm going to say it, but I would like you.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to brag like that. I was just doing it in your face to you.
So you would brag in front of MJ, but not in front of Froggy?
Yeah, because he's a big bragger. He brags all the time.
I do not brag all the time. No, I don't.
You're a low-key bragger.
Hang on a minute. It's 8 o'clock. I'm picking this up in 10 seconds. Hold on a minute, because I need you to say it. It's 8 o'clock here at the MJ Morning Show, and that means I've got to give you the trip-a-day song that you need to listen for. So today's Trip a Day song to win a 3-day staycation at Saddlebrook Resort is White Wedding by Billy Idol. White Wedding. It'll play in the 5 p.m. hour today. When you hear it, be caller 7 and win the Q105 Trip a Day. All right, so Roxanne, come on, just tell.
I would never say that. You're literally the only person I would say that to.
I am giving you permission.
I don't want permission. I don't want to say it.
But I need you to say it. What did you tell me while Fester and Froggy were out of the room about an hour ago?
It was about my kid's report card.
Right. And what did you say about your kid's report card?
Because you are always like bashing my parent. Oh, they're out of control. They're this, they're that. Well, guess what? She got a perfect report card. So obviously I'm doing something right.
Roxanne bragged to me while you guys were out of the room and said, MJ, I want you to know.
She should be proud.
That my kid got a perfect report card, to which I responded, she's in kindergarten.
I mean.
But did she get like an A with playing with blocks?
Oh, look at him. He's putting it down.
It's been a while since your kids have been in kindergarten.
Am I being obnoxious?
When I see the homework my kid brings home, I'm like, damn, when I was in kindergarten, I was like, this is a triangle. That's the color green. Like, that's the stuff I was learning.
She got an A in snack time.
Oh, come on, MJ. It's harder than that.
Are science, math, everything that normal kids study in school. They're starting them early.
She's doing math in kindergarten? I'm trying to think. You know what? In kindergarten, I have a memory. Am I being obnoxious, guys?
You're being a little prickish.
Am I being a little prickish? All right, then I apologize.
Maybe a little.
Right. I mean, it's something to be proud of.
So Roxanne, with you guys out of the room, Roxanne wanted, I think, impress upon me that her daughter got a perfect report card in kindergarten. And this is because whenever I call Roxanne, her kids are screaming like they're being stabbed in the background.
And you're hard to get off the phone with, and you call during the witching hour. You want to talk for 30 minutes, and it's like right when my family is...
That is BS.
The witching hour.
I talk to you maybe once a month.
Yeah, that is true.
Maybe once a month, and I'm on the phone with you for like a minute or two. I don't want to talk to you for half an hour. I'm totally calling you with something we need to do.
I actually tell the kids, I'm like, oh, it's MJ. Scream as loud as you can. Scream, scream, scream. Act like you're killing one another. And I'm like, MJ, I gotta go. You get off with me, actually.
The point I'm trying to make is that whenever I call you, your kids are screaming in the background, and you're like, kids, stop, it's MJ, I gotta talk to MJ. And they're going, ah! And they're screaming. They're banshees in the background. And the deal is that whenever I usually hear about Roxanne's kids, they're out of control. And I've, I've questioned some of the parenting tactics here.
Yeah.
And I think Roxanne wanted to impress upon me that, I know you think that I'm not the greatest mother with control of my kids.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm not saying you're a bad mother. I think you're probably a very good mother, but it just seems that whenever I hear about your kids or I experience them, it's like they're out of control.
I think you're digging yourself a deeper hole today. I think this has been a theme during today's show is let's say the wrong things to Roxanne.
No.
And I just casually mentioned that to you. I didn't want to make a thing of it. But when the guys were out of the room, I was like, just so you know, look, Doug and I were surprised. When we looked at the report card, we're like, oh, okay, good. Like, we didn't know what it was going to be because she challenges us most at home. But that's kind of how kids are. It's better if they get their badness out with you, and then they're good elsewhere.
Let me clarify. It was almost like this morning you needed to just, I don't want to say overcompensate, but you wanted me to see a different side. You wanted me to hear that your daughter got a perfect report card in kindergarten, because you know that usually all the stories you tell are that your kids are out of control, because you do that on the air typically.
Yes, and you know what?
But also don't blame me, because you're the one that brings that your kids are out of control on the air.
Okay, every parent has out of control moments with their kids, right? Some more than others. I bring the out of control moments because they're usually funny, and they're it's a stress relief thing to share it with other people. So I just mentioned that to you just to.
But whenever whenever I call you, it's like there's a riot going on in your house. I'm waiting to hear the tear gas canisters go off in the background.
Are you trying to make her cry again because it's cry day?
No,
I'm just asking.
I cried one time. That's it. You got one cry out of me on cry day.
I am very happy that your daughter came home from kindergarten with a perfect report card.
We were shocked and proud.
Wait till she gets busted with pot in junior high school. So,
MJ.
I'm sorry. I don't know what got into
me. Some sort of weird. I don't know what we're doing today.
I'm just pointing things out that kind of pop up on the show.
I like to point out I want nothing to do with this particular segment. I don't know.
Neither do I.
I mean, neither does Roxanne.
Roxanne bragged about the kindergarten report card.
Hold on, MJ. Back in the day, if Chloe would have come home with a perfect report card, you would have dislocated your knee to kick yourself in the ass. You'd be talking so much about how my daughter got a pair. Oh, Chloe, you'd get her on the air.
You mean break his arm, patting himself on the back?
That is not true. I don't think I've ever talked about a Chloe kindergarten report card. Anyway, Roxanne.
She's never got a perfect one.
I'm just listening.
like Roxanne's kid who's knocking them down in kindergarten.
Listen, we razz each other on the show, and listen, hopefully we can all take it, right?
Yes, hopefully. Of course we can.
I love how he says hopefully. He qualifies it after the fact.
Right, now,
hopefully we can all take it.
One other thing. You sent us a video of your home being destroyed.
Yeah, I did.
And we were gonna talk about this yesterday, but the storm and the power going out and all that crap. What the hell happened did you destroy your home?
That was really bad. And that was all me. That was not my kid. Well, Daviana got into it too, but I told you my nannies are out this week. Some have RSV, and so.
Oh, your nannies have RSV? How many nannies do you, are you like Oprah? Or,
no, wait, I should say this. My caretakers.
Well, I guess that's a bad example. I guess who's got a lot of nannies?
My caretakers.
Oprah has no children.
I know that's why I said it's a bad example.
Handmaid.
Stedman's like, Stedman's like, Oprah, I need more nannies.
All of your nannies, all seven of your nannies have RSV?
No, my kids' caretaker. So I kind of rotate them around so they are with a lot of people who love them, family members and sometimes nannies. In any case, I picked up Daviana. I came home. I was like, let's do a craft project.
And Daviana is the
2.5 year old,
and you decide to do a craft project.
And so had these paints. It was like this spinny thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know who gave it to us, but I hate them. And so it was like this spinny, you pour the paint in, you put the paper down, you pour the paint in, and it spins around and you make some crafts.
Right.
And I'm not a crafty person. I'm creative in other ways, but not.
Folks, I don't know what the hell happened, but Roxanne sent me a video of paint all over the ceiling of her house.
But what
did you do?
Oh my gosh.
What you saw was just like the tip of the iceberg. Like it was blue paint was all over my nook, my table, my chairs,
explosion.
It exploded in my face. It was on me.
What? It's in your grout. It's in your tile. It's on the
blinds.
On the ceiling. The you've got splotches of blue paint on the ceiling. Was that in your kitchen?
It was in my kitchen.
What happened?
I just squeezed the thing. I was trying to get the top off of it, and it like popped and blew up in my face.
What
and it
happened?
Was all over the house. All over that corner of the house. And
weren't you mad?
Yeah, I was super mad. And so I just immediately...
Roxanne sends me this. I hate this toy. I hate this. I hate this.
What happened?
It exploded. So your house looks like the Blue Man Group had an accident.
Yes. Yeah. So exactly. And I was like doing cleaning as quickly as I could so it wouldn't dry into the grout and dry everywhere. So I was doing it, but I couldn't get to the paint that was all over my ceiling. So that's got to be, the ceiling has to be painted now. And while I was doing
her ceiling has to be repainted because it got painted with exploding blue paint.
Blue splatter. And while
what's the name of this toy?
I don't know, but I threw it in the garbage can.
Is it a spin art? Toy?
Yeah,
it is. I guess I can go back and...
I take a picture of it?
Well, when you send me a video, the problem is your Apple, your iPhone, I'm Android, so when you send me a video, the videos come out like grainy and awful.
And little. I couldn't open it.
And
it
the size
little.
Of a postage stamp. But wait a minute, but you have iPhone, Froggy.
I couldn't open it. I could show you what it looked like on mine.
I have Android.
Maybe it's when I send it as a group message.
I don't know what it is, but...
It was itty bitty.
What is the name of this thing?
It's called Motorized Spin Art Center. And I actually
it's called Motorized Destroy Your House Spin Art Center.
Doing a bad review of it. I really did, but I don't have time. But it
you're
going to
leave a
house.
Bad review online?
I mean, whatever. I'm not going
this
to.
This toy is the devil.
It's going to cost me a paint job now.
It's going to cost you hundreds of dollars to fix this destructive toy.
You did it right by your white couch. Why would you do that? Go outside.
This is a spin art disaster.
That's an outside toy.
This is like a spin art blue paint IED that went off.
And while I was doing that, so Daviana was helping me clean. So I gave her a water bottle, a squirty water bottle, and I didn't see what she's doing. She sprayed the entire wall where we have art hanging. So all the marker was bleeding down the wall and into the grout.
God.
And then she stood up on the couch because she's potty training. And she's like, look, and she positioned herself over an electronic keyboard.
Did she pee on the what?
Yeah, and she goes, look, Mama, I'm peeing. And she peed.
Going in the middle of the paint explosion, she jumps on your couch. While you're cleaning the paint explosion, she jumps on your couch and squats and pees and then says, look, Mommy, I'm peeing. And you're giving me a hard time talking about your kids and how they're out of control?
It was just a moment in time. That was a bad...
Look, Mommy, I got an A in peeing in kindergarten. Oh, that's...
She peed on an electric keyboard.
That's the preschool one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude,
yeah,
are you kidding? Your kid, you need to put down some pee pads for that kid.
You got to get wee-wee pads like she's a puppy.
I teach my kid to go on everything.
So wait a minute. Your daughter squatted and peed on an electric... What was it?
It's like, you know, one of those pianos, the kids' pianos. Oh, they're electric.
Oh, a keyboard.
Yeah,
a,
they play the music that goes along with it.
Mommy's piano.
A piano. That's funny. Look,
dude, what's... That's...
What's your
she's two.
That's like... You know, when you do Captain Crunch and you crunch somebody's foot, it's like, look, pee. Piano! And then you pee on a piano.
Spell I cup.
Oh my God. Anything else?
No. Do you want me to tell you that yesterday she went number two on the potty by herself and she didn't have any accidents? That's the boring part of it.
I think I've had enough.
Did she turn on the piano?
Well, you do have the black keys.
Oh, you know? This one comes with the brown keys.
Thank you, Froggy.
So how much damage to your house? And are you going to hire a painter?
I mean, immediately when it happened, I texted Doug. I was like, I need to get this out of the way. I just destroyed the house. This is what it's going to require. A new top to the blinds, a new this. Go. Because you know what happens is he has all his people that he works with to fix his houses, the rentals, but then stuff gets, you know, postponed at our house. I'm like, I want this fixed today.
Well, I think you need to tell us the exact name of this toy so we can we got to warn our listening audience. What is the exact name of the toy?
It's the motorized spin art.
You mean on the box it says motorized spin art?
Yes.
That is the actual name, the proper name for the toy?
Listen, it uses centrifugal force to make paint patterns.
But I don't think it's supposed to destroy your walls and ceiling.
I didn't even get to the spinny part.
Wait a minute. You were opening the
cap. Just opening the cap of it.
And it sprayed all over your house.
Oh my gosh.
So we're giving a bad name to this toy when it's just opening the cap?
It sounds like operator error.
It could have been.
Sounds like it could have gotten a lot worse.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is also not good. Teens start vaping within 5 minutes of waking up. Best part of waking up is the vaping in your cup.
See, there's a mental break between vaping and smoking. If you're vaping, you don't believe you're smoking.
That's a problem.
Because you carry your vape in your pocket. I see it happening all the time in buildings,
there
stores.
There are kids that are destroying their lungs with this vaping.
That has to be worse.
The people that think that vaping is a safe substitute for smoking are really getting messed up here. So I saw a new study. A study was published earlier this week in the JAMA Network Open Medical Journal. And it looked at self-reported data from more than 151,000 Centers for Disease Control and Prevention surveys from middle and high school kids across the country. The amount of teens who reached for their e-cigarettes within 5 minutes of waking up was less than 1% between 2014 and 2017, but rose to 10.3% from 2017 to 2021. All right, Fester, you're trying to be quiet over there, but you're on the phone. Fester is on the phone talking back. What are you saying?
Okay, no, we had nothing. Go on.
Who are you talking to?
Andrew had a call lined up, and we were moving on. I was just telling her we were moving on.
Well, tell Andrew. I don't need to go in the back.
Fester was trying to do a good job.
It was very nice to talk to Judy.
All right, fantastic. folks, this is a danger. Teen vaping is, I guess, through the roof, and you've got a significant percentage that teens are vaping within 5 minutes of waking up in the morning.
Absolutely.
God.
I bet you people vape before they pick up their cell phone half the time. MJ, I see vaping everywhere. It's almost exclusively indoors. You walk around the supermarket, you see people vaping down the aisle looking like Puff the Magic Dragon at the other end.
I know, those clouds are so thick.
Well, they used to be thick. Now they're not as thick as they used to be. But back when this vaping first took off, it looked like a three-alarm fire coming out of your head.
Because the vape smoke is much like whiter and thicker and denser than regular cigarette smoke. And so it looked like a bad engine starting up,
right?
And where you get that gigantic puff of smoke. It's like, what is going on?
It's like an oil in your system.
Or that they've finally voted on a new pope.
I showed you they would have the thick cloud competitions for vapors?
But I think that's different than like the cartridges they use now. Those cartridges now don't produce
I've seen the old school ones, the big box. You would see people at the airport.
Yeah.
All I can tell everyone is if you've got a teenager or a young person you know that vapes, you got to stop them because it's just not good for you.
Give them a cigarette.
I'm curious what you guys have to say about this. And I read this earlier in the week, and it's been in my pile. I've been wanting to do this for a couple of days, but I wanted to have the appropriate amount of time to discuss this. Julia Fox, the actress, very attractive Julia Fox.
But didn't she date Kanye?
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. She told that Emily Ratajkowski, you know, that
model?
Yep.
Super hot model.
Yes.
From the Alan Thicke video?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And she was in Gone Girl,
yeah,
too.
That wait, she Alan, doesn't like
son? His
the
son,
son's video.
His son, Robin.
Yeah, sorry.
So Julia Fox told this Emily Ratajkowski.
Call her Ratatouille.
That she doesn't like sex. Julia Fox admitted that she doesn't like sex and is desensitized, 32 years old, and has talked about how her career as a dominatrix made her look at sex differently. She said that sex for me always has been one-sided, but I think all women can say that, so it's like I don't really need anything from you. I don't see the point. And she was on this podcast with this Emily Ratajkowski, and she says, I'm really desensitized to sex, too. Like, it's just not thrilling with me.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me know before I bought the steak.
Ratajkowski responded that she does like sex.
I love it.
And then Fox shared, see, I don't. I can go without. I'm like, oh, so good. I think when you're sexualized so young, people think you're really sexual, and that's always been a thing. And you know what? She's got a point here, because when you look at a picture of Julia Fox, you're like, oh, man, she is hot. I'm sure she's having great sex all the time. And
she has no eyebrows. She's not that hot.
Oh, no, the no-eyebrow look is so
dude,
hot.
So weird.
Oh, the only thing to make you hotter, Froggy, if you took those big old caterpillars off of above your eyes.
Hey, Roxanne, have you ever known any of your girlfriends who did not like sex? Has this ever come up in any conversations that you've had with some of your female friends?
You know, I'm trying to think. Years and years ago, I remember a girl who I knew through my ex-husband. And she and her husband waited until marriage. And then they started doing it. And she told all the girlfriends, myself included, that she didn't really like it. She was like, yeah, like basically, they waited. It was a big deal because they waited to do it. And then once she started doing it after she got married, she was like, yeah, I don't see the big deal about it. I don't really like it. So that's the only one that comes to mind. Everybody else that I know likes it.
Her husband must have had a millimeter peener.
You know what, Froggy?
But you know what I mean.
You know, really, do you really have to say
really,
that?
Froggy,
come on, Froggy.
Everybody knows we don't use the metric system here in America. Nobody knows what a millimeter is.
Please use imperial measurements, okay?
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Sorry.
But then a couple of things, a couple of offshoots on this.
Please call it a quarter-inch crank. Everybody knows what a quarter-inch is.
That was too
Nobody
much.
Nobody knows what a millimeter is.
You need to dump yourself for offshoots.
You know, come on, everyone, just calm down. Now, this is a perfect segue here. Here's a couple that waited until their wedding day for their first kiss.
What are they, Amish?
Yeah, I saw a video about like Amish kids who waited to their first kiss, and this guy, he had his mouth wide open, and he was licking her face.
Oh, Jedediah.
I want the extra time in your kiss.
Did they French it?
A newlywed has now revealed that she and her husband did not kiss until their wedding day. And they said that when it happened, it was like a Disney fairy tale.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's all fine. But, I mean, you have to know if you have chemistry with somebody. So I would not be. I respect people who want to wait till they get married. That's great.
What if she's like, did you have tuna for lunch?
How do you even know if you breath. Like their, like, scent or whatever? That's weird.
I just never heard of that.
You know, a couple of nerds.
Waiting until marriage to actually kiss. And then just one other sex-related story. Sexual activity can trigger an asthma attack? I've never heard of this.
Listen, you should have me on top of you.
My God.
You want an asthma attack? I'll give you one, baby.
Oh, my God. What is going on here? Oh, that's called like a crush injury.
Old lady elbows me. I'm like, how's it going, baby? She's like, I'm dying. I
saw a story that said, hey, you might want to have an inhaler handy, but with some people, sex can trigger an asthma attack. Researchers reporting at the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology annual meeting. That sounds like a great time. What do you think? That sounds like a rocking good time at the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology annual meeting. Man, that place, man, we had all kinds, we had an open bar, we had hookers, we had all kinds of stuff at the big old Asthma and Immunology annual meeting. No, but the issue with asthma is that, I guess, a variety of sexual aids or enhancing issues to get couples kind of in the mood, I guess, could help precipitate asthma. So it could be perfumes. It could be scented candles, latex condoms. Some people, I know that some people are allergic to latex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or strong smelling flowers. They said, we wanted to investigate whether case studies on asthma exacerbations mentioned sexual activity as a possible cause. Ariel Lung, MD, and member of this fine group and lead author, says many people don't realize that the energy expenditure of sexual activity is about equivalent to walking up two flights of stairs. Reported cases are infrequent, possibly because those suffering an asthma flare may not realize the trigger.
I have some science to add to this.
But, Roxanne's back in the laboratory.
It's the reporting of the asthma from sex that's underreported because they might not know the trigger, and we're revealing some of these triggers here.
Okay, well, I think I have an explanation for this.
Okay.
Additional explanation. I just Googled, does sex clear your sinuses? Because sometimes I've heard that from people. And so it does. So if you think about it, if sex clears your sinuses, then that means you're breathing in more potential allergens, which could induce an asthmatic reaction.
Sex clear your sinuses? Please explain.
It does.
I mean, I know it clears other things.
All right, hang on a minute.
How does it clear sinuses?
All right, now,
it's a natural remedy for sinus pressure, according to one theory.
What?
Yep, it is.
Wow. According to one theory.
Hey, I wasn't going to take calls on this, but what the heck? Phones are ringing on this. If you want to weigh in on sex and asthma.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Roxanne said sex relieves
sinus
pressure, according to one theory. And I kind of looked at her, and she pointed to herself like,
she's the theory.
Like she has clogged sinuses.
Are you serious? So you unclog your sinuses by doing it?
Doug, I'm a little stuffed up in my left nostril.
Is this an RR? Is this a Roxanne revelation this morning?
No, I was just being funny, Fester.
Okay, she points right to herself, she mouths, like, over-enunciates, it's me. Like, oh my God.
No, because it's not me. I just did that to be funny to Fester, but okay. If you think about it, it makes sense, because
I don't know. Now you're trying to cover it up.
See, I've always heard, like, having sex alleviates headaches because it increases blood flow.
Hey, Marilyn's on hold. Hey, Marilyn, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Good morning. My husband has asthma, and the faster his heart rate goes during sex, I have an inhaler on my nightstand that I have had to grab, his rescue inhaler. It has triggered a full-blown attack.
Oh, my God. You ever have to call 911?
Almost once. It's when it gets to that crucial, then all of a sudden I'm looking, I'm like, oh, yeah, here's your inhaler. Breathe.
My God. 911, what's your emergency? Yes, my husband's having an asthma attack. We were doing it. We were doing it. And now he can't. Listen to him. Listen to him. Give me the wheeze sound.
Marilyn.
Okay, Marilyn, we'll send.
So
we'll
send. Oh, Marilyn, you're so hot. This is so hot.
And then he
that was a good one.
Marilyn's laughing.
Hell yeah, I'm laughing. Oh, sorry. Yes, I am laughing.
You're so sexy, Marilyn. I love it when you do it like that.
Sound like a sick seal over there. Hey, Marilyn, when's the last time your husband almost went into like an asthma attack?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
All right. Now, do you guys limit your activity because of this asthma situation or no?
I limit his activity. If it was his choice, well, he's a guy, so, you know, that'd be 24/7.
I mean, how could he resist himself around you, Marilyn?
All right, Marilyn, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Bye, sweetie.
All right, invite
us. Don't call our listeners sweetie.
Marilyn's a sweetie. I know Marilyn. She's aces.
Invite us to the funeral.
She's aces.
She's a good egg.
Come on, no funeral.
I'm kidding. What is wrong with people on airplanes? Why do people continuously have fights with flight attendants? If you get into a fight with a flight attendant, even if it's not your fault, you are probably going to get arrested. This is the MJ Morning Show public service announcement of the day. Why don't people understand? Stop getting into fights with people on airplanes, whether it's a flight attendant, whether it's another passenger. It's not going to end well. The latest, it sounds like an American guy. This is a flight on Singapore Airlines. By the way, Singapore Airlines is always like on the top of the list.
Yeah, always highly rated worldwide.
Yeah, Singapore Airlines is one of the highest rated airlines. You know, Emirates is on there and Qatar Airways is on the list among the, I think, Cathay Pacific.
How about the Etihad?
Yeah, that also. I think that also, Etihad, whatever you pronounce it, they're also high on the list. So this is audio of this insane, unhinged, wacko passenger screaming profanities at a Singapore Airlines male crew member because he was denied alcohol. Well, good. I mean, you should be denied alcohol because apparently the guy was already intoxicated and then demanded water. Now, Andrew, are you sure you got all the curse words out of this thing?
Nope.
You positive?
He's not.
It was pre-censored.
Okay. All right. Well, did you go over with a fine-tooth comb?
I did not hear anything that they missed.
All right, listen to this.
Can I borrow that comb?
He went over with one of those lice combs.
Very fine. Here, listen to this.
You actually think I'm going to listen to you?
So they're yelling.
Why you don't give me water,
Why don't you give me bleeping water? Did he say you bleeping idiot?
Yeah, I heard him say idiot.
I think he said bleeping. And he's all up in the flight attendant's face in the aisle.
Give me water. Aqua water.
Aqua water.
He's being
aqua water.
Bilingual about it, you know, flight attendants from around the world.
Oh my God, what is wrong with people? Then he called him a bleeping idiot again. That the F bomb was bleeped out there.
F off, then. F off from me. I'm not interested. You think I'm interested in your off?
And this just goes on and on and on. And you have another passenger from this was like a wide body. So you have the two aisles, and this was a passenger on the other side. I wish that somebody was closer, so we could get a little better sound. But again, this guy was drunk, wanted more alcohol. They refused, then starts screaming, is saying, I want water, you bleeping idiot. And guess what happened at the end of the flight? Anybody want to guess?
Policia?
He had a great flight.
That is the applauding passengers in the cabin at the end of the flight when they came to the gate when I guess when they had landed, those were officers arresting this guy.
Whew.
And again, it's not going to end well. I mean, how many times do people not get it that you just don't get with it? Even if you're drunk, shouldn't you have some, sense? Shouldn't you have some cognizance of not being a maniac on an airplane that you are going to get arrested?
Well, you've never been so drunk that you are about to black out, have you, MJ?
I have never been blackout drunk.
So it's like brownout drunk?
I have never been brownout drunk
either. Can you think of other dark colors?
Dark purple out drunk?
I have never been deep
purple. Because you get to a zone where you don't know what you're doing and you're in this weird, you know, your body's just doing things and maybe he was at that part.
Is that an excuse?
No.
Okay.
It's not. But he's obviously intoxicated and grumpy.
And then we have another airplane story, which, again, this seems to happen too often, and you're going to get arrested. I want to keep this clean for broadcast, but a man was arrested after he allegedly self-pleasured on a JetBlue flight out of New York.
That's why he didn't have blue.
That's why he asked for a blanket.
What did you just say?
But Roxanne, what?
What? What?
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm sorry. What's I'm not going to repeat it. Sorry. I didn't say the whole thing.
Say it. Go.
What was the partial sentence that you used?
Well, he didn't have blue.
Oh, that was a joke?
He didn't have blue. What?
Oh, this is like Match Game 76.
Right.
Jerry was on a flight from New York to Detroit on JetBlue. He was feeling a little sexually frustrated. You could say maybe he had blue blank. Brett Summers.
Brett Summers.
Did he have carry-on luggage? Did he have blue carry-on luggage?
Did he have blue bonnet spread?
Ice cream. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that would be Blue Bunny.
Did he have a blue tuxedo on?
Did he have,
is that what he had?
Did he have Blue Bunny ice cream, blue bonnet? What else? Blueberries.
Bluebell?
Was it Bluebell? Yeah. Roxanne, I can't believe you are so edgy.
You are like a shock jock.
I'm going to call you Roxanne Stern. You are just... Anyway, I don't know why people don't learn this either. A guy on a JetBlue flight from JFK to Detroit was arrested earlier this week because he was doing something to himself on the two-hour flight.
Was it a packed flight? I mean, if you have all three people in the row, that's just rude.
My God, you know, you're banging him with your elbow and everything.
The whole time. If you have, like, the middle seat open, you know.
Was he, like, acting like he was flying the plane with it? Like,
so, listen to this.
Take forever.
An assignment editor for WJBK Television, I think that's one of the big Detroit television stations, was on board the flight, so that's going to make the news. Wow. Fox 2, WJBK in Detroit. The loot incident happened on flight 1019 JFK to Detroit on Monday. There was chatter what had happened when we were on the plane. The talk was that the passenger exposed himself, and now there was a little bit more, apparently. Crew members were notified about an incident involving potentially inappropriate behavior by a customer and moved passengers sitting near him away from the jerk.
Oh, come on.
I swear.
Come on.
That is in the article.
I was talking to texters. Yeah, I did just get it.
How's the texting today?
Oh, it's out of control.
Are people angry at me for anything?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. What is the list that people are angry at me for today? Can you reveal?
See, the thing is, this is biased because these are mostly my friends because they know I'm answering.
Right.
So I have to, you know, tell them we're just joking around.
Do your friends know the tablet tag is back on Monday morning?
Tell them.
No,
preach it, MJ. Preach it. Tell them now.
Scream it.
Do the texters know?
Yeah, they know.
Let them know.
That's what they're texting ready. About. Hey, yeah. Tablet tag still happening on Monday?
Tablet tag is happening Monday, folks. So starting Monday morning at 6 a.m. Listen, Monday morning at 6 a.m., we're just going to give away a tablet. Sometime in the 6 o'clock hour, listen to the MJ Morning Show. I'll tell you what caller to be. And if you're that caller, you're going to win a brand new Microsoft Surface Pro 8 full Windows tablet, Intel processor, and we're also giving away the keyboard this time, the Snap-on. It is awesome. Touchpad, keyboard, the whole shebang. Retail value on this is $1,349. So we'll give one away at 6. Then you need to listen, because even if you don't win at 6, you got to know the name of the winner. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll ask for a certain number caller, and we'll ask you who won the tablet last hour. First name. If you know it, you win it. Then in the 8 o'clock hour, you got to know who won in the 7 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, who won in the 8 o'clock hour. And then for the next day, for the 6 a.m. hour on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, you got to know who won in the 9 o'clock hour, the last one we're giving away for the day. So that's why you got to listen in the 9 o'clock hour to be able to know how to play in the 6 o'clock hour the next day. So, folks, it's simple. We're giving away over $20,000 If you take the retail price, I'll give you the math right now. You know what? I didn't figure this out. But the retail price of the Surface Pro 8 with the keyboard is $1,349 times 20.
Hold on. Siri, open calculator. Okay, I'm ready. All right, go. What is it?
All right, 20 tablets times 1,349.
20 times 1,349 equals. Oh, my God.
I thought she was going to talk. We're an audio medium here.
I had an open calculator. I don't need her to dictate the numbers to me.
Folks,
I can act shocked all by myself.
That is $26,980 worth of tablets.
$26,980.
I'm sorry. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
$26,980. That's a lot.
We're giving away almost $27,000 retail value of these tablets beginning next week.
Can we add a dollar? Something like something from the dollar store to this prize to make it exactly $27,000.
No. All right. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every hour during the MJ Morning Show, 6, 7, 8, and 9 o'clock hours, we're giving away a $1,349 retail value Surface Pro 8 full Windows computer tablet with the keypad. It is incredible. This will replace any laptop you have. That's how good this thing is. All right. You guys gave me a hard time about this, and you guys are so off base. You guys, who gave me a hard time? And this was about me going to dinner with the family out at a restaurant for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was Fester. I was very much in favor of it.
No. Fester wanted me to go to the Golden Corral.
Well, you make it sound like you have, we have plans for Thanksgiving. You have a reservation for Thanksgiving. You don't have plans.
Now, I thought you and Fester and the families were going to Golden Corral.
No.
Well, you were gone that day.
Yeah, you were out on Wednesday with whatever you had.
Yeah. Listen, it's a deal.
Let me fill you in here. We have no Chloe this year for Thanksgiving because she's in college. She's taking her whole junior year at St. Andrews in Scotland. And guess what? Surprise, surprise, surprise. In Scotland, they don't have half the week off for Thanksgiving break because they don't have Thanksgiving in the UK. So Chloe's not coming home. Just Julian's coming home from boarding school. And we asked Julian, hey, do you want us to cook a fried turkey? You want the whole normal Thanksgiving? And Julian said, nah, let's just go out for dinner.
Wow, you really let those kids dictate your life, dude.
Well, look, we let Julian pick, so I made a reservation for Burns. So we're going to go to Burns for Thanksgiving dinner. They open like at 3 o'clock, and that's where we're going. And then Fester's like, no.
I had a better idea.
Fester said, no, bring the whole family to the Golden Corral Thanksgiving buffet, and we can shoot a video, and it can go viral. And get, 82 views?
All right.
What's going to go viral about you going to Golden Corral? Okay,
Festa's going to body surf on the buffet.
I hate people who say it's going to go viral.
Look, I didn't say it's going to go viral. I said it's going to be much more entertaining than whatever schlock he's going to put on his social media. Do you remember the last time he went to some fancy schmancy restaurant? The guy who made a flambé dessert, MJ goes, that dessert is on fire! That was the level of comedy.
Guess what? It was Chloe. It was a 10-second reel, and that thing has like 10,000 views. Yeah. Smart guy.
Because people clicked it expecting hysterical.
No.
And in 10 seconds, they get...
No, it's Chloe's face because I'm singing out loud in the dessert room with the Bananas Foster flame going off, and I'm like, this dessert is on fire. And then Chloe gives me the dad, you're embarrassing me, I want to fall through the floor look.
I think she was giving you the dad, you're embarrassing yourself look.
Why don't you go to the other Burns? Have you heard of the other Burns with a U? Where everything's burned? Your steak's burned?
No, that was that fondue place on US 19. Remember, did they catch some customer on fire? Remember that?
I don't remember.
Seriously. fondue place? No, that was years ago. I'm serious. So hold on. Let me find the video at Burns of Chloe. And I'm telling you, it's got a ton of views.
It's because it's Chloe's face.
Listen, hell, it's got 15,700 views. That is the most viewed reel on my Instagram at Certified MJ Radio.
Because it's the shortest.
And you're making it. Let me play it right now. Hang on. I'm going to play it right now.
This Bananas Foster's on fire.
And then it's Chloe. She gives me the look. Geez.
You have to listen to Count Basie while you're having dinner there?
What, did Burns hire the band from Star Wars?
Listen.
Hans, I have a mission.
Folks, what do you got? If you want to see the video, and you should follow me on Instagram because you never know what's going to happen. Give me a follow at Certified MJ Radio. That's Certified MJ Radio. The point I'm trying to make here, guys.
That little man in table two is being obnoxious. He's screaming, "This dinner's on fire. Remove him."
Why are you trying to sound like Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Because it's my fancy voice. Obviously.
Mr. Rudy.
Rudy. Mr. Rudy.
All right. Can I finish my story now, guys?
Go ahead.
I don't even know what the story is anymore. What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
That I'm not wrong about going out to dinner.
No, no one said you were.
Thanksgiving inflation means that eating out and not cooking a feast at home is the better move for your wallet.
Yeah, I agree.
Are you drunk?
Inflation, the price of turkeys because of the avian bird flu. Apparently, this year it may be smarter to eat out versus cooking at home. This is a report from the bank Wells Fargo.
Oh, great.
What?
Oh, I'll believe Wells Fargo.
The study, yeah, they've had a bunch of problems over the years.
Yeah, but tell me how to manage my money, Mr. Fargo.
They got a bunch of rackets going on. But, all right, so the study which compared consumer price index data from November 21 with November this year found that the cost of food away from home has increased at a rate of 5.79%, but the price increase that consumers will see at the supermarket to cook at home is up nearly 10%, and some items are even more than that. So you guys are looking at me like I'm a dummy, but eating out, it looks like this is the smart move this year.
They're talking about the Golden Corral. You know that,
right? Yeah, I don't think they're talking about
birds. I don't think they're talking about the Bird Steakhouse. Yeah, I mean, all things being equal, we're being straight with each other.
You don't think they're talking about a bottle of 1982 Chateau Lafite?
Oh, yeah, you'll save much more money. It's much more economical to do that at a restaurant than at the house, man.
Versus $2 chuck or something.
Me and Margaret are trying to enjoy our 30th anniversary.
Plus, you cook Thanksgiving dinner at home. Even if it's gone up a little bit, you make enough food for 50 people.
I'm going to invite Abe Froman,
yes,
the sausage king of Chicago.
Chicago, yes. That's right.
Once you go out, you won't stop going out. Little tip there.
I think we've been out because we've been in New York for a couple of Thanksgivings. Like when we were here and living in Tampa, we traveled to New York for Thanksgiving. We'd go out to Thanksgiving dinner like at a steakhouse or something. So listen, we're going to go to Burns this year. But according to this report, Thanksgiving at a restaurant might be more economical than doing Thanksgiving at home. All right. When we get back, did you see what came out of the pandemic? Did you see what attractive female students? Did you see what happened?
Oh, this is interesting.
If you have what about non-attractive female students?
They were part of the study. I mean, you have to look at the study.
All right, hold on. So Roxanne, you're fully aware of this, right?
Yes.
All right, you got to hear this full report from Roxanne next, and a whole lot more. Don't move. We're back in minutes on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It's 8:55. Rolling up on 8:56. All right, we got a lot to do here. We got about an hour to go and like 2 hours worth of stuff to jam in. First of all, don't forget Tablet Tag is back on Monday. We're giving away a tablet every single hour next week during the MJ Morning Show. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock hours. Listen next week for Tablet Tag. We're giving away 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets with the keypad. Retail value, $1,349. Thanks again to our buddy, DonTheITGuy.com. That's DonTheITGuy.com, because he's helped facilitate this again. So spread the word. Let everyone know that Monday morning, 6 a.m., we give away the first tablet, and you want to listen because that's an easy one. That's what we're going to tell you what caller to be, and then after that, you have to know the name of the previous winner and then be the right caller. Tablet tag on the MJ Morning Show here at Q105. All right, Roxanne, before the break, we were talking about this interesting new study, and it has to do with attractive female students got lower grades during the pandemic, during remote learning. Would you like to fill us in on this?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about this just off the top of your head, they did this study and they found that it wasn't so that the hot females, they did better in person with their grades and worse online.
So these are female attractive college students.
Yes.
Who would get higher grades in person, did not get the same high grades during remote learning. And are we to assume that professors give the hot female students a little bit of a grade bump because they're hot?
Well, the scores did not change for the males in person or remote learning.
What if a female professor found a male hot? Or what if a gay male professor found one of the guys hot?
Happened to me.
Great point.
Professor, what are you mumbling at?
I said it happened to me, boy.
Oh, okay.
Tell you what, man.
But according to the people who are analyzing this study,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry.
According to the people analyzing the study, most professors are male. And then maybe you would look at that pool of male professors and assume that more of them are heterosexual.
This is so
they're saying this is likely a factor.
But this is so sexist. I'm offended by this.
Me too.
Being an
ugly man, I'm offended.
And everybody should
MJ,
be offended
you
by this.
You must be too.
I mean, you're a disgusting looking man. You must be horrified by this research, MJ.
Hold it. You're calling
me?
Wow. Really?
Collectively, we're three very ugly men.
You have the gall to call me an ugly man?
Well, MJ's better looking than you, Fester.
What? No way.
Fester,
maybe.
Your weight overtakes it.
No. Yeah. I am funnier.
A lot.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Are you guys done talking about how?
Yeah, go ahead, Rox.
Okay. So this study shows the main takeaway is that there is a beauty premium both for males and for females when teaching is on site, because they also found that the female teachers gave the good looking males better marks.
Whatever. Tell me some big gross teacher will be like, I'm going to be any of a good grade. And she looks like my go-to ugly woman, Susan Boyle.
Froggy, stop with that, please. Susan Boyle's a beautiful human being.
She's lovely. I don't know about beautiful. But.
So, Roxanne, but it's mostly male professors and the female students in the study.
Yes. But, you know, I feel like this study is just bad overall, because then that's going to give the attractive female students a bad reputation once they're back in school. Now that they're back in school in person, like, oh, they're just getting the good grades because of how they look, because a professor likes their boobs.
This is the NFL on the MJ Morning Show. I heard the Buccaneers airplane take off yesterday while I was in my studio office at home yesterday.
Because you know the specific sound of their engine.
No, because Unitard, who holds the big plastic salad bowl microphone on the sidelines, He texted me, hey, we're getting ready to take off for Munich.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. So I brought it up on Flight Radar 24, and the Buccaneers, they're home this weekend, but they're not home this weekend.
Well, it's a home game, and this year it doesn't even matter because there's an odd number of home and away games.
Right. So here's the deal. The Buccaneers have a home game, but they're in Germany.
What's the point of this?
Yeah, this is what the Bucs need. The Bucs are struggling on the field during like regular sleep patterns, and being in town on home field, they're struggling. Yeah, let's take the Buccaneers and take them to Munich, Germany. That's got to work well.
So I don't think it matters where they play. They've been stinking up the joint last couple of games.
You know, Brady had that amazing drive in the last 45 seconds last week. I mean, that's the Tom Brady we want to see. Now, the Bucs will play the Seahawks, and Sunday morning, it's going to be like a 9:30 in the morning game.
Oh, man, I'm going to get up and have breakfast and then some beers. But, I'm going to watch some football.
Wait a sec. You're commenting as if you're a Buccaneer fan.
Yeah.
And it's 9:30 on Sunday morning. What about if you're a Seahawks fan? That is Seattle.
6:30 in the morning.
There you go.
Have some beers and football.
Go Hawks.
Boring sport. Ever.
Did you see this picture they put up on the Buccaneers Instagram page, MJ?
What is that? Tom Brady walking through an airplane hangar?
Okay, he's walking.
Is that here in Tampa?
Looks like that's
Kanye. Oh, no, that is in
Tampa.
That's
boarding.
Yeah, that's boarding because PDQ.
Yeah,
PDQ gave all the players and all the team members and all the people flying with the Bucs over to Germany. PDQ had a whole table set up with free PDQ for all the Buccaneers as they were leaving.
Thank you for commenting that it was free. I didn't think they were, like, you know, going to swipe Brady's card as he was about to board the plane for Germany.
PDQ, or Brady actually had
something. He has a bag in his hand from PDQ.
Probably celery sticks in there.
I'll just take the celery.
Now, I'm just curious, Tom. You know, Tom is Tom not as strict with his diet now that Giselle's not around?
I mean, if it was a grilled chicken sandwich, right?
Oh, look, he's got Funyuns in his other hand.
Oh, I love Funyuns, dude.
So the Buccaneers are in Germany, and we'll see how they do. I got to be honest. It's such a gimmick. I think it's a silly gimmick. Yeah, plus, it's so fast. You know, they left yesterday. The game is on Sunday. I don't want to fly to Europe for 2 days.
They should wear lederhosen.
Instead of their regular football outfit, they put them in lederhosen. And instead of the helmets, they just give them those goofy-looking
stupid hats.
German hats that they wear in the beer house.
Yeah, I mean, look, somebody's got to spice up this game.
Anyway, Unitard, who used to be on our old MJ morning show.
Unitard. His name's Chris.
Oh, his name
is... Can't anybody take you seriously when you call him Unitard?
But that was his name. His name was Unitard.
I still call him Unitard.
I still call him Uni.
We all call him Uni.
But I think we've become desensitized to how horrible that name is.
Now, he texted me yesterday that, hey, we're flying an Airbus A350 over to Germany.
What a nerd.
What a dork.
That's a nice plane. You know, they flew Virgin Atlantic. And the Buccaneers, they cheated on Delta. Because the Bucs have the deal with Delta. Delta flies the Buccaneers to all the away games. But apparently, since this was an overseas game, the NFL paid for the airplane instead of the Buccaneers. So the NFL, they contracted Virgin Atlantic, which, by the way, Virgin Atlantic just came to Tampa International Airport. And they flew an Airbus A350 1000 series. And does Tom Brady get first class, or does he sit back and coach?
He flies.
So I talked to Uni before, and like the players, I mean, the coaches and the owners of the team get the first class. Maybe some of the star players, which would probably be Tom.
Yeah, I bet he does.
But then there's three seats in a row, and they put a window and an aisle, and the middle seat's left empty for the players. And then, like, all the media or the field operations.
They're crammed
like
Uni, in the back.
Uni probably got a middle seat.
He probably got the last row that doesn't recline.
No, they fly separately from the team.
Do they?
Yeah, because I've asked them.
Okay. No. They flew one plane.
Yeah, I think it's a big plane where they jam everybody on there.
I lied. I don't know.
Hold on. No, sometimes I've seen two Delta flights go to the Bucs away games, leave Tampa International, and sometimes I only see one. Playing. So I don't know how that works.
Uni could have walked right up to Tom Brady's seat.
They
gave him a Dutch oven or something.
Uni got wedged in the middle seat between Gene Deckerhoff.
Hey, Uni, this seat's amazing, isn't it? We got a crop dusting here. Unitard.
Oh, my.
Unitard just walked by Tom Brady's seat and crop dusted Tom Brady. Hang on a second, Unitard. Get ready for this. enjoy your flap.
So Uni sent me the information. I brought it up on my flight radar, and they took off on Tampa International's runway 19 right, and that rolled right by my house in South Tampa. So I could hear the engines as they looped around and around MacDill, and then they headed east toward Germany yesterday. But they cheated on Delta. They're on Virgin Atlantic. How about that? So go Bucks. You know, they got to obviously make a little time adjustment. Body clocks. You don't get your body clock in. You arrive in Germany on Friday morning, which was this morning Germany time, and your body clock is not going to be all synced up and ready to play football on Sunday. I just think the whole overseas football stuff is I think it's a waste, to be quite honest.
They should go to North Korea and play.
You want to watch an awesome game? Let's watch the crowds of North Korea cheer for Brady.
Hey, what is going on with Madonna? Is she so desperate for attention? Madonna now is on the ground licking water out of a dog bowl.
Good for her.
Already made her face look some kind of like an alien. I don't know what, we talked about this last week, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe it was early this week. Madonna she's looking like a space creature. She's looking like something out of a sci-fi movie. She's had so much plastic surgery done on her face. It's stretched tight. It looks like a triangle now. And now she's on her belly, her hands out, and she's licking water out of a stainless steel doggy bowl on the floor.
She has adult children. Mother, what are you doing?
She is 64 years old, all right? Forget about adult children. Let's put it into perspective. Okay. She is 64 years old.
Okay.
Could you imagine?
Did you hear this part, too? I haven't seen the pics, but reading the story, in a few of the pics, she posed with a motorcycle and a food pantry. Okay, normal. Then things got strange when she began posing sexually with the sriracha and mustard bottle.
Well, I'm about to get to that. And what'd you call it? Sriracha?
I can't say that word.
It's sriracha. It's
sriracha. Yes, achia.
You've just included the talking voice on the iPhone with cucaracha or something.
A sriracha.
Sriracha sauce.
Yeah. Sriracha sauce is that red sauce with the green cap and the rooster in the middle. It's the hot, spicy sauce.
I know what it is.
Yeah. So she is squatting over a bottle. Look at this thing.
Mom.
She is squatting over the bottle, the pointy tip of a sriracha hot sauce bottle.
That is so creepy.
And she's licking water out of a dog bowl. And what was she doing with the mustard container?
She's got to be careful. She slips in those boots.
What is she doing? What is going on with Madonna?
I love her. Good for her. I love
crazy. Is she on drugs?
But it looks like she's in a warehouse. You see the shelves?
Yeah, I think that's a Ferguson warehouse she's in.
Where is she? It looks like there's all kinds of food and junk. Is that kosher salt on the bottom shelf?
I don't know.
I'm going to stick this in my armpits.
That's the only thing kosher.
No, look at the ceiling, though. She's in like a metal warehouse building.
Yeah, that's very strange. But I did find the mustard picture. She's trying to put that up her butt, too.
I mean,
I like French's mustard up my butt.
Yeah, so does Madonna.
Excuse me, hold on. Pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupon? I'd like to shove it up my butt.
Well, it's Grey Poupon.
Is that what she's using? Is that the brand? Is that the brand?
It's Grey Poupon.
I mean, if she's using Poupon for poo-poo.
Anyway, come on, Madonna. I mean, really?
Yeah, it's getting a little old.
Yeah.
After 35 years of this.
I want to just knock it off. All right, Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but there are a couple of things. First of all, now Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen could be wrapped up in this whole FTX crypto collapse.
This is a mess.
FTX is a what? It's a crypto exchange in order to buy different types of crypto. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. So a couple of weeks ago, this was a very, very influential trading platform in the crypto market.
And now it's about to go out of business.
Right. What happened was a billionaire investor announced that he was taking out his money. And then questions arose, is FTX completely liquid? And then people started freaking out. There might be people who lose. I mean, who knows?
You know, I saw Bitcoin the other day, and I'm not in any crypto. Folks, I don't believe in the crypto at this point. I've never bought crypto. I don't own crypto. You got people that bought it at $50,000, $60,000 a coin. I saw Bitcoin at 15,000 and change the other day. It's back up now to 17,165. Yay. But listen, Bitcoin's the biggest. The other ones are getting hammered even more. But here's the deal. A couple of things here. So what is Larry David from Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm, what does he have to do with Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen? Well, first of all, Tom Brady and Gisele, they risk losing their entire investment in the FTX exchange because their fortune could be affected because I don't know how much money they have invested.
It's got like a negative value now. Yeah,
but Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are caught up in the collapse of this FTX cryptocurrency exchange.
Am I the only one who's absolutely shocked that they put their, not just them, other big name celebs put their names behind this?
All right, hold on a minute. We're going to get to the Larry David thing here right now. So people are not, this is going viral. People are saying, oh, Larry David, maybe he had the right idea. Because in the crypto FTX commercial that ran during the Super Bowl earlier this year, Larry David was being the kind of the curmudgeon poo-pooing it. Here, listen to this.
It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff.
Yes.
Looks that came to fruition.
That was in their commercial. So
was Larry David invested and did a part of it?
I don't know. But listen,
that's a good question.
In the commercial, everyone's all high on crypto and, oh my God, crypto, crypto, crypto. And here's Larry David playing the counter, almost like he's the idiot. He's the outsider. He's the curmudgeon that doesn't believe in a sure thing. I tell you, it's the best, Jerry. It's a sure thing. And Larry David.
It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff.
And that is going viral now that, oh, Larry David looks like he had it right.
But, you know, like Froggy said, he probably really is invested in it since he was in the commercial. So
I don't know.
He was wrong about it.
And then one other thing with Gisele and Tom. So it looks like Tom is going to keep the billionaire row Miami Island home that's under construction right now because Gisele bought one right across the canal or right across the water.
What?
Gisele's house in Miami. I told you they want out of Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is not sophisticated enough for them.
It's okay.
It's great for me. I don't care.
The water's not blue enough here, Tom.
Essentially. So
more brown, it looks like tea.
According to TMZ and other sources, Gisele Bündchen bought an $11.5 million home in Miami right across from Tom Brady. She's closed on the house, and it's right across the water, right across the canal or whatever you want to call it, from where the new house is being constructed, which I guess they were going to both live in, but I guess that's going to be Tom Brady's house now. Gisele was buying the house, and it has all to do with co-parenting and making it easy for the kids to go back and forth. You talk about easy. You've got Benjamin 12, you got Vivian 9, the Tom Brady kids. They're going to be able to just...
jet ski.
Well, they can just take a rowboat or a kayak or maybe, hey, swim. They can make the kids swim across the canal to go to mommy's house.
I'm going to paddleboard moms. Be right back.
6,600 square feet. All the bells and whistles, they say. Well, that's the latest. And guess who lives right next door to Gisele's new house?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Carrot Top.
No and no.
Adriana Lima. She lives in that neighborhood. And that's her best friend.
Yeah, she might, but not next door. Let me give you a hint. You ready? Airport.
Tom Hanks.
Snacks.
The Cheeto guy.
Chester Cheetah.
Chester Cheetah.
Magazines. Newspapers.
Murdoch.
Gummy bears.
I'm so confused.
Mr. Haribo.
Inflatables. Our off-air thing just went off again. Son of a...
Okay, it's fine.
Are we back on the air? How long were we off?
It ran for like 4 seconds.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Gummy bears.
The Albanese family.
Inflatable neck pillows.
The Sky Mall founder.
Hudson.
What?
The Hudson family.
Yes!
Come on, those clues suck.
What are you talking about?
I could have been a Walgreens. It could have been a Kmart. It could have been a Circle K.
I listed everything they sell.
I mean, overpriced peanuts.
Exactly.
Beef jerky, you didn't even say.
A $12 bag of gummy bears.
$17 bag of Jack Links.
Well, the Hudson family that owns all these airports.
A $9 Milky Way. No, seriously. Giselle Bundchen in Miami, the home she just bought right across the water from the Tom House under construction, she's going to live right across from one of the Hudson News heirs.
That's amazing.
32-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah. Her newest neighbor is 32-year-old Hudson News heir Robert Cohen II. What is this?
Robert Cohen. I recognize that name. Right.
Can you please, have we called the engineers yet, Andrew?
Andrew's on.
Andrew, as soon as you see a red light go off, call the engineers. Get them on the phone. So if our transmitter apparently is going on and off. Are people texting us?
Yeah, we just got one.
All right.
That's not bad. Not bad.
The rest of them heard it.
But so can you imagine the Hudson? You're an heir to the Hudson News fortune, the overpriced newsstands that are in airports and train stations and where else?
Remember when I stole from one in Charlotte? At the Charlotte airport.
I don't think that was Hudson News, though.
Hudson Police?
I think that was just like you were just a thief in the airport.
That was a food kiosk where you accidentally put a sandwich under your arm or something and you forgot about it, walked away.
Now, is the Dippin' Dots heirs anywhere on the street?
What does this guy do? He's an heir to Hudson News. He's 32. So what has this guy worked a day in his life? Is he just waiting around for someone to croak so he gets all the money?
How much money does the Hudson News? It's a little store.
They're in every airport.
There's like thousands of these places everywhere. Hudson News.
I wonder if they need shelves.
And Giselle Bundchen's going to be living next door. Why don't you call him up? I tell them we're disparaging their place and talking about their $19 bags of beef jerky.
He Mr. knows. Hudson, they said your Jack Links is too expensive.
Tell them I'm on my yacht. Tell them I don't care.
Yeah. Man, who would have thought they'd be so well off, the Hudsons?
Yeah, the Hudson News family.
And they have their own river, too. It's insane.
Who the? Did you see they selected the new Rockefeller Center Christmas tree?
Where is it from?
It's always from New York State, typically. But, you know, I got a problem with this.
I like the year when they had to drag behind a truck for like 70 miles and it came out looking like Charlie Brown's tree.
I think it was last year.
Was that last year?
They had to put all kinds of like replacement branches because the tree got destroyed somehow.
Yeah, they had to fill it in.
Right, let me point something out. Who the hell says, wow, look at this great tree in my yard. Hey, why don't you cut it down and put it up for a month at Rockefeller Plaza in New York? Who the hell wants that done? Why do you want to have a great tree cut down in your house?
I would imagine if you're a tree breeder, do they breed trees?
A 90-year-old, there's a tree grower.
The trees do it.
Yeah, I would imagine a tree breeder, that would be something that they aspire to.
Froggy, this tree is 90 years old, and it was donated by the Leibowitz family of Glens Falls, New York.
Ooh, Leibowitz's.
Yeah, screw you guys. My great-grandfather planted this tree.
I'm sorry.
To signify his love.
I never thought this was a good idea. I never understood this. Yeah, go ahead and cut down this prized tree on my property and haul it down to Manhattan and stick it up at 30 Rock for a month.
Would anybody
Al Roker pushes a button to make the lights come on.
Would anybody mind?
Then he toots. All
right. The tree is like, oh, yes, I'm 95 years old. Ah, my trunk!
As they're cutting the thing down.
I'm sapping to death.
Oh, I got to show you something special here. So we got to welcome Wacky Jackie. Hey, Fisher, set up Wacky Jackie.
Well, she has to come over. She's only going to be here for a couple seconds.
Yeah, Wacky Jackie, come step on over.
Guys, stop trying to push her out.
Yes. I mean, you know, I'm not the biggest Wacky Jackie fan.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why you have to be so mean. Yeah, I don't.
Mean to everybody.
And I brought you breakfast.
I see. I'm
I don't know so why sweet. You have to be mean. You know, he just walks in, he's like, where's the donut?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wacky Jackie.
Good morning!
Oh, my God.
She's a... Wacky Jackie is just naturally high on something.
Oh, High on Radio. Yeah. I told you. Yeah. I love it. I love
She's
you guys.
She's from our sales department. She's a sales assistant. And she brought us Thanksgiving Krispy Kreme donuts.
Perfect.
So, Sprinkles. Fester, you'll inhale. This is a six-pack, I think.
Fester, don't eat them all.
Oh, it's
I'll eat four of them.
Hold on. There's one missing already.
I didn't have one yet.
I let Andrew have first dibs because you know.
Can you touch them all?
It's a six-pack. There's only five in here.
Can you talk louder, Jackie? We can't hear you.
So, here you go. Fester, you can inhale all those donuts. But look at this. This is fantastic. For all you haven't seen this.
He hasn't seen it yet.
What is it?
Wacky Jackie made us a Hal Herman.
What?
That's awesome.
Let me hold this up to MJTV.
What does that mean?
She made us a Hal Herman.
Let me see that.
Impression connection bucket. So
that is a bucket.
When we reach into the bucket to get the impression connection names out, we've turned the Coors Light beer bucket into an actual Hal Herman bucket with our pictures on it. Froggy's got the Hal Herman suit on.
Wow, I wish I had the pants.
Look at this. I'm holding it. Are you getting a good shot of this?
I'm moving you up in the universe. You've upped your echelon here.
Look
for
at
the,
this thing.
Impression connection.
Yeah, Andrew, but we're done with the bit, though.
Andrew, is it? We're not done with the bit.
Just kidding.
No!
It's over. I mean, Andrew, where was this a month ago?
Andrew, is this coming out well on camera?
Wow. I look pretty good.
So
let me
Froggy,
see.
Take a look at that. That's pretty solid, man.
Did you get my permission to do this?
I'm telling you.
I did not, no.
Wow, I appreciate it.
Robin St. Pete says, Wacky Jackie is the female version of Hal Herman.
That's right, baby.
Live in fear.
Or who is that lady that... Phyllis Diller back when I was a little kid.
Oh, I loved Phyllis Diller.
I hated her. No, I'm kidding. She was fine. Anyway, so when we get back...
This is great. Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome,
so
honey.
Sweet.
I made a logo, too. It's animated.
Yeah.
We have the final segment of the MJ Morning Show next here on Q105, here on a fabulous Friday. And don't forget, on Monday, we begin Tablet Tag again. We're giving away 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets with keyboard starting Monday morning at 6 a.m. And every hour, 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock hours, all next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, listen to the MJ Morning Show to win. We have a lot, guys. We have a lot that we got to get to. In fact, did you hear a big 80s name, a big 80s pop star just had surgery for cancer? You got to guess who this is. All right, so we'll get to that coming up and a lot more. We got new Adidas and Kanye news. She got a ton of stuff. We're back in a minute on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I would have to say that Aerosmith is one of my top five bands. Steven Tyler, Aerosmith, MJ Morning Show. Don't want to miss a thing. Oh, Bruce Willis, right? That was used in the movie Armageddon, right? Wasn't that?
No, now Bruce Willis is missing everything.
Well, no, there's a Bruce Willis update. Yeah, there's a Bruce Willis. I'll get to that. And guess
who's talking about the Bruce Willis update?
That's the worst imitation. No. You would fail on Impression Connection if.
But who was I doing?
Bruce Willis.
Sylvester Stallone.
No, exactly.
Oh,
no. I said, guess who has an update on Bruce Willis? And I went, hey, I'm Bruce Willis.
Oh, I thought that was the impression of Bruce Willis. I don't know what he sounds like these days.
No, Fester, that's terrible.
Sylvester Stallone.
I was trying to do Sylvester Stallone. All right, hold on. First.
Sound like a Kentucky Fried Idiot.
All right. First of all, I got a little pile of celebrity stuff we got to get to. Adidas says that they're going to relaunch the Kanye West shoe designs.
You know, the design themselves have been popular.
Right, but without the Yeezy name. So Adidas is trying to salvage the $2 billion a year deal of selling these Yeezys because Kanye's like all Nazi now. And now Adidas says, hey, they're going to relaunch the designs. They're just going to cut out the Yeezy name and see what they can make.
Just attach another rapper's name to
it. And then also by doing this and taking the whole Kanye Yeezy crap out, it could save Adidas over $300 million in royalty payments.
Well, also that would make it, you would think, more affordable, right? It would lower the price. They wouldn't charge.
Give it to Shaq. Call them Shaqies.
Yeah, we have cut the Nazi middleman out, so we're passing the savings on to you.
You know about Shaq.
And he made that. He made the line. Affordable Walmart line.
Yeah, right? He's helped more kids wear basketball shoes than anybody in the world.
I like Shaq. Other than, you know, I don't think he's got the best taste in pizza, but that's a whole different deal.
Kanye tried to go after Shaq. Did you see that online?
No.
Kanye's looking to get killed.
And Shaq just shut him down, boy.
He said, listen, to quote you, I have more money than you, so why would I listen to you?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, look up the
tweet. That's awesome.
It's great.
SNL staff writers, you know, the writers that write the crap that we see on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, not very
I got to be honest, the show might get better if all of the writers boycott and walk out.
Is that really the right move? They're really pathetic now, and we're going to leave.
Well, SNL's just gotten really kind of crappy.
Is it not funny anymore? Do you watch it? I haven't watched it in years.
I do. The reason why Michelle and I watch SNL...
Because you're just there.
We just want to see if anything will make us laugh.
Yeah.
Is that the new challenge?
That's the new challenge. Can Saturday Night Live make you laugh?
Do they laugh? Remember back in the day when they would laugh at their own jokes? Like the whole show was like the Carol Burnett show. They're just laughing at themselves.
Anyway, according to Page Six, New York Post, the SNL folks have signed up Dave Chappelle to host Saturday Night Live this weekend. Wait a minute. How is this just coming out of nowhere? Aren't the hosts, like, typically set up far in advance?
Yeah, usually they have a week of rehearsals, and they have a week with the crew. So, right?
But you know months in advance you're going to be hosting SNL in the third week of April.
Is this, like, instant Dave Chappelle? Boom, out of nowhere, Dave Chappelle. Well, a bunch of the staff writers have gotten all bent out of shape. They're furious that Dave Chappelle's bringing in because of some of the transphobic or homophobic jokes that he's told. You know, the bottom line is everybody is sensitive these days. You know, if you've got a comedian that makes fun of everybody and everyone is a joke and no one is deliberately singled out. You know, I saw something and, you know, this will mean something to a good portion of our audience. The director of Airplane, the original Airplane movie,
yes,
back in 1980, I was like 14 years old when the thing came out, 13 or 14. And the director just did some kind of interview and said that the woke behavior in Hollywood is ruining comedy. That everything's just so politically correct. So what's happening is a bunch of the writers on SNL are all ticked off that they signed up Dave Chappelle to host. And now they're saying that they're boycotting. They're not going to do the show.
Comedians.
None of the actors are boycotting, but some of the writers are sitting it out because they don't want to work with Dave Chappelle because he's made some homophobic comments. They're jokes, and he will make fun of everybody.
You know, Dave Chappelle could probably pick up the phone and call a couple of buddies and have like four guys in the writing room that could come up with funnier stuff than the whole team at SNL.
All right, listen to this. I hope she has a speedy recovery. We have heard that a 1980s pop icon has been treated for colon cancer, that she had colon cancer surgery, Grammy nominated, revealed that she was diagnosed with colon cancer earlier this year. She's now 60 years old.
Oh, my God.
Can you name this song in one note? Are you ready?
Yes.
Tell it to my heart.
Oh, my God. Whoa, that was fantastic, guys.
Taylor Dane.
Yes.
I thought it was Martika.
Taylor Dane, diagnosed with colon cancer and had surgery. She said that she fought a dark battle with the disease. She did a recent interview with Good Morning America. I guess the first that she's revealing this. I've always liked her. I was thinking that maybe she ought to redo the song instead of Tell It to My Heart. Maybe she ought to re-sing it, you know, colon cancer. I don't know. Maybe.
Are you serious?
Tell it to my butt. I don't know. or tell it to my colon, or maybe she could do a campaign to make people more aware of colon.
Because
colon cancer is very treatable. Same thing with prostate cancer. When I hear about people dying from colon cancer and prostate cancer, I get angry because those cancers are very, very treatable.
In stage one and two. But once you get to stage three, it's a little trickier.
But you got to go for physicals. The number of people that I know that don't go for a physical, Fester.
Yeah, I'm one. Yeah, physical. Forget it.
That won't go for a physical. And this stuff tends to be caught early when they do blood tests or they do a PSA test for a male. I mean, why don't people go to doctors to get tested and stop? I'm telling you, Taylor Dane needs to do a campaign.
Oh, I got it.
What?
Have worries about your colon? Be like Taylor Dane and play it. Tell it to your doc.
Well, that's nice.
Sure. Well,
tell it to your doctor.
Yeah.
I like
working colon in better.
Tell it to your butt is better than that.
Yeah, that was my first one. That was like, tell it to my butt.
Tell it to your doc.
What? Does she have any other hit songs?
Yeah, no.
She had a bunch of them. Andrew, what were her? Tell it to my heart. She did, what else?
Tell it to my butt.
No, she had a couple of slower ones.
With every beat of my heart.
With every beat. Yeah, what else?
My love don't is, rush me.
I don't remember
my
that
love
one.
Is swollen like my colon.
Please stop. Prove your love.
Oh, that's right. Prove your love. Yep. But yeah. Tell It to My Heart was her biggest hit. So
yeah, that's a big one.
I always liked Taylor Dane. And Taylor, I wish you a speedy recovery and hopefully you're, looks like she's on the record. Looks like they got it. Looks like she had the surgery and looks like she's okay.
Prove your love. Improve your colon.
Weeks after her diagnosis, she underwent a surgical procedure, removed 10 inches of her colon.
Oh, man. Good for her.
Wow.
That sucks.
I think she's okay. All right, Sylvester Stallone. Adrian.
What are you doing? You sound like a stroke victim.
I mean, if Sylvester Stallone had a stroke, that's what
like
I
mean. This, hey, Adrian.
So Sylvester Stallone has given an update on Bruce Willis's condition with the aphasia battle, and I feel so bad for Bruce Willis.
He's going crazy.
I always found Bruce Willis just so likable.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, but now he doesn't remember a damn thing.
I met him in L.A. way back in like 1990 or 91. Just a nice guy. And Sylvester Stallone says that they've been friends for decades, but he's been incommunicado, has not spoken to him, nothing. It's like he's being totally blocked and walled off.
How is that an update then? That's the worst update ever.
Yeah, it really
the update is I haven't talked to him in months. That's not an update.
What else will we get out of here?
We can't do it justice, but I wanted to talk about the Jennifer Aniston story.
Let's do that Monday.
Okay.
All right, save it for Monday. A couple of quickies here. In Aaron Carter's posthumous memoir that's coming out, there's a revelation. So Aaron Carter's got a memoir coming out.
What timing?
So Aaron Carter recalled that Michael Jackson was once standing in front of the bed where he had fallen asleep, and Michael Jackson was there standing in his tidy whitey underwear right at the foot of Aaron Carter's bed. Oh my
God, what a nightmare.
My God. Are you
kidding me?
Aaron, wake up.
Wake up.
Allegedly happened at Jackson's Neverland Ranch back in August of 2013 when Aaron Carter stayed there when he was only 15 years old, and in the middle of the night he wakes up and Michael Jackson's just standing there in tidy whitey underwear.
Aaron.
I wonder if they're talking up in heaven right now.
Aaron, welcome to heaven.
I don't think they're in heaven. No offense. Listen, I think the devil's like, Michael, dance.
That's
Fester. Michael Jackson's not in hell.
Yes, he is.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, dude. So we're on the playground the other day with the kids.
Dude, okay. I got to shut things down.
What are you doing?
This is a quick Michael Jackson story.
Are you insane?
This is a quick Michael Jackson story. We're at the playground, and one little kid, like, you know, 6 years old, running around to all the other kids. My son Hudson's there, and he's running like, hey, did you guys know who Michael Jackson is? Do you know who Michael Jackson is? And he's making a commotion. And I'm like, oh, crap. And I look at the kid, and I go, kid, who's Michael Jackson? He goes, a singer. I was like, oh, thank God. All right, go ahead. Get out of here.
That was possibly the worst story of the week.
You held up the end of the show for that?
Held up?
I thought you were going to say that, hey, there was a big sale on Michael Jackson pants at Kmart. They're all half off.
Wait, what is Michael Jackson?
On kids' pants, whatever it was.
Boy, you botched that joke up.
No, that's a timeless joke. And I said to a kid, get out of here.
Like, but yeah, he's like, you hear about Michael Jackson? I'm like, oh, God, what's he going to say? He's a singer. I was like, okay, get out of here, kid.
Beat it.
Yeah, beat it. We got to get out of here, folks. Have a great weekend. If you, couple of things. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all the veterans. Thank you to all those who have served this country. Please, if you know a veteran, thank them for their service to the country here on this Veterans Day. Don't forget, Tablet Tag is back on Monday. We're giving away 20 Microsoft tablets, 20 of them, 20 tablets. These are $1,349 a piece retail value. Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets with the keypad. We'll give these away beginning Monday morning at 6 a.m. every hour, every day next week on the MJ Morning Show. 20 tablets, total of like $27,000 in tablets we're giving away. So make sure you're here for that.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.